listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The incoming Trump administration is taking shape as the president-elect continues to assemble his team. Senator Marco Rubio reportedly been chosen to serve as Secretary of State.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently plans to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump has named a Republican congressman from Florida to the post of White House National Security Advisor.
Mike Waltz has spent 27 years in the U.S. military, including combat tours of Afghanistan, Africa, and the Middle East.
The BBC's David Willis. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will take the helm at the EPA. New York GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will represent the U.S. at the U.N., and Tom Homan will be the Trump border czar. Democrat Ruben Gallegos won the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. Although it was slowed by some light rain, a wildfire continues to rage along the New York-New Jersey border. It's now roughly 20% contained. In Southern California, containment of the massive mountain fire northwest of Los Angeles stands at about 40%. Gang violence forcing the closure of Hades International Airport. A Spirit Airlines flight from Florida was hit by gunfire yesterday. It was coming in for a landing at the time. A flight attendant was hurt. The flight diverted to the Dominican Republic. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 71 points. NASDAQ futures 64 points in the red, and the S&P futures are down 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200 to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Bible.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live at the Fort McHenry Tunnel from right atop the building just around the Toll Plaza area. Lanes are open. All four lanes are open. Southbound, northbound traffic is good. We can see 895 next door, and the lanes open there. Good conditions right now through the area. Very nice on the Beltway. We know that's going to change in about a half an hour or so on the outer loop with the traffic building now from 795 down to Frederick Road. And if you have to come downtown early, JFX right now is clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps at Guilford Avenue, St. Paul Street, and down at Maryland Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
More rain on the way by Thursday. Today, sunny and definitely cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, now Aberdeen has 50 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, a degree or two warmer, 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A 15-year-old Dunbar High School student in critical condition following a Monday afternoon shooting near the National Academy Foundation. Police were called to the 400 block of North Caroline Street just after 3:20 p.m. found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The two teenagers accused of killing a man in Columbia are scheduled to appear in a Howard County courtroom today. The 17 and 14-year-old suspects, charged as adults with first-degree murder and the shooting death of Kendrick McClellan. The 26-year-old McClellan was found dead in a car parked at a Columbia office building near Howard High School October 12. The Friday accident that killed a Department of Public Works employee in West Baltimore may have been a result of driver error. That's according to the Baltimore Banner, which cites two sources with direct knowledge of the situation. And former mayor and University of Baltimore president Kurt Schmoke is remembering the first woman elected as Baltimore City Council president. Schmoke says he was sad to learn of the death of Mary Pat Clark, who passed away Sunday at the age of 83. He says she was a friend and sometimes loyal opposition, and if there's such a thing as the politics of joy, she was a prime practitioner. 605 at WCBM, lottery number from last night. Your pick 3 was 887. Your pick 4, 2284. And next, it's Shine on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
John Harbaugh took the podium in Owings Mills yesterday, offering his take on the AFC North. The Steelers' week is upon us. Baltimore entering the game a half game back of Pittsburgh for the division lead.
You know, if you want to win the division, you got to win division games. You know, so that's the deal. They've had a great season. I mean, they've done a great job against the people they've played against. You know, and they found ways to win different ways. Defense has been very consistent.
That Steeler defense is second in the league in points per game allowed with just 16. Meanwhile, the Ravens offense leads the league in points scored, 31.8. Last night in the NFL, Monday Night Football, Dolphins beat the Rams 23-15. College basketball last night, Terps roll in College Park.
Gives it off to Reese, using that right shoulder and getting it to rattle home.
He sure did. Julian Reese, Big Ten Plus with the call. Baltimore's own Julian Reese led the way. 21 points, 9 boards. Terps' big win over Florida A&M, 84-53. Coming up at 6:35, a couple of former Ravens coaches making news. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is a Tuesday, November the 12th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drisella, sitting in for Kristen Hager, who
who's off on jury duty today. Our top stories for you include the city schools promoting chronically absent students.
Are these numbers alarming?
Absolutely, they're alarming.
Also coming up this hour, celebrities are saying, well, all right, Donald Trump is president. I'm leaving.
I will move. I can't live in this country. I like England.
See ya, don't let the door hit you.
Oh, yes.
On the way out, Sanford Townsend Band, smoke from a distant fire. All right, so top story here today, the Republicans make it a clean sweep. Several sources now reporting that the GOP has kept control of the House of Representatives. Republicans will now control all three branches of government in this huge landslide of a victory. The White House, the Senate, which now stands at 53, Carrie Lake lost in Arizona. More on that coming up a little bit later on. And maybe she'd be a great press secretary, just saying.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, that'd be great. The other thing is, of course, we have the House now. A decision desk is calling it 219 to 209, 270 to win. Says it's 218 to 209. I think all said and done, my prediction is going to be 223 to 215.
At the end.
I think that's what it's going to be. I could be off a seat or two. But on those California races, some of those races, they've only counted 65%.
A week later.
That's how bad California and a lot of the western states are, but it is bad. So, that's the good news. The bad news is, as of right now, let me count them up. At least two members of Congress have been picked off for the Trump cabinet. Elise Stefanik and Michael Waltz, and there may be more before all is said and done. So that margin may shrink a little bit. We'll have to wait and see. But you only have 2 years. You have 2 years to get your agenda in place. The reason why the resistance is meeting as we speak. And this resistance, we're going to play you some of the clips of what they met the other day. They had a little virtual seminar meeting. And here's what we are up against.
That elections are a tactic. Elections are a tactic. They do not solve our problems. The elections create the conditions under which we will continue to organize and build our base. Our strategy is determined by the time continuum.
This has got to be an impetus for us to get more engaged and more focused, more analytical, more creative and nimble in our strategies of dealing with a very complicated situation. Now,
and we must, in this moment, not back down from waging militant, disruptive organizing campaigns.
The first, around the reminder that Biden is still the president, and one thing he can do before he leaves is confirm more judges.
Buenas noches. My name is Greisa Martinez Rosas. I'm undocumented, unafraid, queer, and unashamed.
That's our mission. That's our work right now, comrades.
Comrades.
Yes. Comrades,
clear display of the philosophical underpinnings.
Working Families Party, MoveOn.org, SEIU, Public Citizen, Movement Elder Group, National Women's Law Center, United We Dream, and Radical Jamie Raskin was on that call. So they're already plotting pushback and resistance. So we got 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years, and that's the reason why the transition team is working, 24/7 to get everybody in place, and we might need some recess appointments. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on.
Right now it's 13 after 6:13. Right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker. How you doing, bud?
All right, doing fine, thank you. We're looking at the Capitol Beltway already. Some slowing from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. Yep, we're definitely back in business today after the holiday yesterday. Nothing on the roadway. That's the normal backup. 95 South around Cherry Hill Road starts to fill in as well. But at least right now, 216, Route 32, 198, all those interchanges are clear. We've had a look through Annapolis. Beautiful there this morning, right at the Bay Bridge with the sun coming up. Very nice right now. Main span is clear all the way across towards I-97. We're looking at the west side outer loop now, getting busy right here at Liberty Road. And I would think probably within the next 15 minutes, we'll start to see the brake lights forming coming south from 795. So far, so good with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Tuesday. It is going to be sunny today and 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers return to the area on Thursday. We're looking at 53 for the high on Thursday. And right now, we're at 46 and clear in Pikesville, 48 in Baltimore City. Time for some one-liner news. And Mattel has apologized after accidentally printing the URL of a porn website on the packaging of its Wicked dolls. The printing error listed the website as Wicked instead of Wicked Movie. So if your son asks for a Wicked doll this Christmas, you'll know why. Disgraced ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner is looking to make a comeback and run for New York City Council. Apparently his slogan is, you can't keep this Weiner down. In a recent interview with GQ, Dwayne The Rock Johnson admits to peeing into bottles during filming of his movies. So if you worked on a Dwayne The Rock film,
don't drink after him.
And you thought it was Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's nice.
Poor beer. Yes. Art Garfunkel, Paul Simon recently reunited over lunch. And Art became so emotional, he broke into tears. Said he was sobbing so bad it was a bridge over troubled water.
Yeah, oh, man.
Paul Simon said, can we hear some sounds of silence here for a second?
Slow night last night?
Yeah, bad puns. What can we say?
They actually had food left over, so they asked for a boxer to go.
All right.
Okay. That's enough.
With restaurants like Red Lobster and TGI Fridays closing, the new empty retail locations have created prime real estate. They just have to get the smell out first.
Yeah.
There's a new treatment for dementia patients, medical marijuana. Of course, because there's nothing like helping your memory by smoking a ton of weed. Just ask Joe Biden.
Right.
After directing the highly anticipated Gladiator 2 movie, director Ridley Scott, he's 86.
Wow.
Said he's not going to slow down. His next movie is a Bee Gees biopic. He said he's selected that project because he just loved staying alive.
I saw that one coming.
Yeah.
I saw that one coming 10 minutes ago. Wow.
Great minds think alike. What can we say? New survey.
As Joe Ball hammers,
watch it,
folks.
Survey says 60% of Americans are starting their holiday shopping earlier. I have vowed to start my shopping earlier this year as well. I'm going to start Christmas Eve at 3 instead of 5 p.m.
That's good, yeah. I already started.
Yeah. Have you really?
Yeah, my daughter's present. My son's present. All done.
What about my present?
It's actually done as well. So is Chuck's.
It was done before it started.
Yeah. That's Stein's. Right. I mean, you guys, it's done.
And would we get more bobbleheads?
Well, maybe.
There you go.
Here come the bobblehead collection, folks. Yes.
I'd like some golf balls, please.
Yeah, we can work that out.
Yeah.
Just a 3-pack would be fine.
Chuck needs a new putter, I heard.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. That's something really Chuck's going to have to discuss with a medical professional.
Fool yourself this morning, Mr. Casey. Fool yourself.
Yes, I am.
It's all right. Going to be a long show.
Yes, it is.
Pace yourself.
I'm just giddy after the clean sweep.
I'm back now. I'm going to come on at the end.
Well, no comment about that.
Really,
folks.
We're not going to go
exactly.
there.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah.
All right. Fool himself. See how he is? What did you do? You start drinking this morning early or something? What happened? This is not you.
I know. I actually got a good night's sleep for once.
Wow. No, I didn't.
Yeah. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 618, 18 minutes after. 410-922-6680. Our number 1-800-WCBM-680. So, again, the GOP keeping control of the House. Republicans got it all. It was a clean sweep and the popular vote. But Travis has written something interesting. He says, Sean and Bruce, I'm a little concerned here. He says, Trump is naming his cabinet. The Republicans are all glad-handing and celebrating. But what is happening? The House races is scary. All this dark money is being poured into the vote-counting efforts. And curiously, but as usual, every race is trending Democrat. Arizona, Iowa, Colorado are squeakers. And the districts in California for the Republicans keep shrinking. And curiously, less than 80% of votes have been counted in all those districts. A week later, they should be tapping Gavin Newsom's phone line because he wants to be president. No better way to make, of course, trends with friends with Democrats, that is, than showing how corrupt you are willing to be. I mean, that's a legitimate concern that a week later we still have this one district in Iowa, and, of course, that might be an outlier, but Arizona, Nevada, California, very suspicious this year. And I know Stop Bogus Ballots, we talked about them in the election cycle. They are now going to launch an effort effort to go after this dark money, to go after this Soros money and Act Blue and some of these other Democrat money laundering machines that have an impact on elections. So we applaud that. And that's StopBogusBallots.com. And let's get ahead of this movement the next time, because we had some success with mail-in ballots in the swing states of Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, especially Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. We did not have enough money personnel or funding to tackle Arizona and Nevada. And we see the results of that.
Yep.
We lost the Senate race in both Arizona and Nevada. And we also, curiously, lost Senate races in Michigan and Wisconsin. But we did win the presidential, so that was the big ticket. But the Senate races really could have been 57 had we poured some money in. And we'll hear a little bit later. Now, Mitch McConnell poured $50 million into the Larry Hogan race.
It's amazing.
And none to help Sam Brown in Nevada, and not a cent to help Carrie Lake. And imagine, she lost by, 70,000 votes, mm-hmm. I think, and they're still 95% in. They still haven't counted all the votes in Arizona, but imagine what $50 million would have done for her race.
Yeah.
So we got Mitch McConnell, John Thune, John Cornyn. They got to go. All right, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. He's going to sell your home, and he's going to sell it with that guarantee that once you sign on the dotted line and you both agree on asking price and time frame, Vinny's going to sell your home. And he's had this track record for years of doing this, and this is not a proprietary secret. He just, he outworks a lot of other realtors because of the database. Tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. He's got all sorts of programs as well that help you. There's a sell your home, stay in your home, where you can have it sold and stay in it up to 12 months, up to 1 year. Never heard of that before. And he also has a home trade-in program. Works similar to the way you would trade in your car, but I'll let Vinny give you all the details on that. He also has, if you don't feel like spending a ton of money fixing up your home, he'll help you with that as well to make it presentable and ready to go on the market. So look, when you list with Vinny and sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. Call 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We said it wouldn't be long for the brake lights got back to 795 on the Beltway west side. Yep, just about there. Maybe like 100 yards now from the ramp at 795. So it's going to be 795 down to Frederick Road. The interloop at Green Spring is still good. The Parkville sign is clear. And now 895. We're back to normal today already. Some brake lights beginning the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway southbound at the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
And the Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny but cooler today. 58 the expected high right now, 50 and clear in Annapolis, 45 in Bel Air. It's 6:24. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Just this landslide election victory is a complete rejection of the, the Democrats and their messaging and what they've done over the last 4 years.
2 years, that's what we have.
Yeah, we have 2 years because the folks are, you got to deliver. And that's why Trump, I think, brilliantly has put this transition team together. And already he's got, seven, eight, nine people already in the getting ready to hit the ground running. And with some recess appointments we'll talk about in the Senate Majority Leader race here at the end of the show, they want to be able to, on day one, and Susie Wiles talked about his chief of staff yesterday, they are preparing a number of executive orders. It probably will make your head spin, the number of executive orders that are going to be signed on January 21st, 2025. But look how thorough this election stomping, this butt-kicking is. Not only did you win the White House, the Senate, and the House, okay? You won the popular vote by at least 3.5-4 million or so. In 49 states, he moved states to the right, okay? So that he lost less in Maryland, for instance. Take Maryland. He lost by 33 to Joe Biden. He lost by 23. So he moved anywhere from 9 to 10 points. He was only 12 points down in New York.
Yeah, which is astounding.
In California, he moved the state to the right. For instance, leftists, the Oakland mayor has ousted. What's her name? London Breed in San Francisco, mm-hmm. gone. George Gascon, the Soros DA in L.A., gone.
Soros bot.
The Alameda County Soros bot, Pam Price, and she was out in a recall. So, again, the leftist, the progressive Marxist wing, which has taken over the Democrat Party, got spanked really, really bad. And look, they're not going to go away. We just played you some of the clips of the resistance and what they're plotting. So we got to make sure we're out there doing what we need to do. In Maricopa County, they released 97,000 ballot dump in the process. This is from Sunday. Over the weekend, according to the folks over at Gateway Pundit, two batches of ballots on Sunday totaling 120,000 votes, and the Democrat Ruben Gallego, his lead over Kerry Lake increased to 66,000 votes, and eventually he's projected to win at 72,000 or more. So where did all these ballots come from in the last second? We've seen this before.
Yeah.
We saw it in Nevada. Nevada officials deleted 27,000 ballots from their mail-in ballot totals overnight from Thursday to Friday. So there was ballot shenanigans in Nevada. That's the stinky, dirty, hairy cheating machine mm-hmm. in Nevada. And in Arizona, they're just that whole, both Republicans and Democrats are corrupt in the state of Arizona that have been running the elections. 40,000 fraudulent voter registration forms dropped off at the Maricopa County deadline date, tried to register Mickey Mouse, Jerry Seinfeld, Donald Duck, among others. This was the same group, the Field and Media Corps CEO, that previously worked in the election office and endorsed Kerry Lake's opponent. Over the weekend, there was a transcript that Stephen Richer, who was running the Maricopa County election, said that he wanted to basically get Kerry Lake. He wanted to punish her for what she allegedly put him through during the 2020 election.
Come on, so, put on your big boy pants, really.
Yeah, these people were biased, to it, to say the least. So when you look at it, this, and by the way, Trump carried 40% of the female vote under 30.
That's amazing. And that's a substantial increase from last time around. Actually, it was totally, did he take like 53% of the female vote totally?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's led to some odd repercussions inside Democrat headquarters.
But look what he's done. Record support among black male voters by brown voters, Hispanic voters. The only demographics he did poor in were single women, single white women, and with black women. But he did for women under 30. He did really well. Women overall, as you point out, he won that demographic as well.
Which points out something because others have mentioned it. But this again establishes that the Democrats make a mistake when they decide they're going to win female votes by beating people over the head with abortion. It is simply going to have an impact on some voters, but not on all. And if that is your only focus, assuming that women have only one interest in life, not the condition of the family, not the condition of schools, not security of their family,
safety,
yeah. Nothing else. You only got one issue. Well, fine, you'll capture that vote, but that 47% of the vote, but not 53%.
Yeah, it is. It is quite the coalition that he put together here with, again, a unity party versus a uniparty, and now it's so bad that they're actually recommending that Liz Cheney run for president in 2028 as a Democrat. That's how bad. That's how much. That's the how they've
that's
fallen.
That's a shallow bench if you're talking about.
That's no bench.
It's really, wow.
6:30. Time for latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. 15-year-old Dunbar high school student in critical condition following a Monday afternoon shooting near the National Academy Foundation. Police called to the 400 block of North Caroline Street just after 3:20 p.m. found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The teen was taken to the hospital for treatment. Dunbar and the National Academy Foundation will be closed today. Counseling will be offered. The two teens accused of killing a man in Columbia scheduled to appear in a Howard County courtroom today. The 17 and 14-year-old suspects are charged as adults with first-degree murder and the shooting death of Kendrick McClellan. The 26-year-old McClellan was found dead in a car parked at a Columbia office building near Howard High School on October 12. Police believe the victim had been shot on October 9. The 17-year-old suspect, under the supervision of the Department of Juvenile Services at the time, and he was wearing an ankle monitor for an incident in another jurisdiction. The Friday accident that killed a Department of Public Works employee in West Baltimore may have been the result of driver error. That's according to the Baltimore Banner. They cite two sources with direct knowledge of the situation. Timothy Cartwell became trapped between a garbage truck and a wooden light pole in a Baker Street alleyway. He later died of shock trauma. The sources, who cannot speak publicly because of the ongoing investigation, say the driver did not know Cartwell was in back of the truck. The DPW says it is fully cooperating with the police investigation. And former Baltimore mayor and university president, University of Baltimore president, Kurt Schmoke, is remembering Mary Pat Clark, the first woman elected as Baltimore City Council president. He says that if there was an indication of a politics of joy, that would have been Mary Pat Clark. 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Lottery numbers from last night. You pick 3, 887, pick 4, 2284. And now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The BW Parkway southbound still looks okay. Arundel Mills down to Route 32, but we are getting some brake lights down. It's really beginning to slow northbound on the Parkway coming up to 197. So if you're working your way north from Powder Mill Road, might be an incident in that area. This is a little bit unusual. It was heavy, but now it's almost come to a stop right at 197 on the northbound side. So we'll keep an eye on that. There is some slowing. 895 southbound. The morning buildups begin right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. Your west side outer loop delay is already there beginning at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
More rain on the way by Thursday. Today, sunny and definitely cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Quite a difference this season between the Ravens' offense and the Ravens' defense. In fact, almost unrecognizable in these parts. Ravens' offense leads the league in points and yards. Ravens' defense is Swiss cheese against the pass. Yesterday in Owings Mills, John Harbaugh was asked where the problem lies on the defensive side of the ball.
We got to play our coverages better in those situations. Deep part of the field, especially the deep middle and the intermediate middle part of the field, are the areas that have been a problem for us.
So the translation of that is the play of the safeties extremely questionable this season. Marcus Williams, Eddie Jackson, Baltimore last in the NFL against the pass, 295 yards per game. Monday Night Football, Dolphins beat the Rams in Los Angeles, 23-15 was the final. Elsewhere, a couple former Ravens coaches making news yesterday. Former linebackers coach Jack Del Rio resigned yesterday from his position at the University of Wisconsin after being arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Del Rio allegedly struck a street sign with his vehicle, broke a fence, and came to arrest in a yard, according to an incident report from the Madison, Wisconsin Police Department. And then Rex Ryan making his voice heard on ESPN, telling Jerry Jones that he thinks Deion Sanders should replace Mike McCarthy as head coach of the Cowboys. NBA last night, Rockets trumped the Wiz in Houston, 107-92 was the final. Kyle Kuzma led D.C. with 18 points. Meanwhile, in College Park,
gives it off to Reese, using that right shoulder and getting it to rattle home.
That one courtesy of Big Ten Plus. St. Francis guard Julian Reese led the way with 21 points, 9 boards, 84-53 the final over Florida A&M. Locally, UMBC Big Over Valley Forge 120-61. Tonight, Towson plays at South Carolina. Time now is 6:36. When we return, Cincinnati crying in their sake.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So this is a rarity in the NFL. We know, you know, when teams think they got, you know, kind of jobbed by the referees, they'll file a complaint with the NFL, right, with the league. Well, this time, the Cincinnati Bengals have gone one step further. They're appealing last week's loss to the Ravens on that Thursday night game, the 35-34 win for Baltimore. The Bengals have filed a formal appeal with the NFL, asking the league to overturn the failed two-point conversion last Thursday night because there were three penalties not called on the play. Now, the evidence is compelling. There was no doubt that there were fouls on this play.
Right.
There was a face mask, there was a pass interference, and there was a defensive holding. But to have them overturn the play and declare a victory for the Cincinnati Bengals, that's what they're asking the NFL to do.
Is there precedent
for
this?
No, there really isn't a precedent. There's never been an overturned call to decide a game in the National Football
League.
So
what's the point?
Well, what they're saying is if those penalties hadn't occurred, they would have gotten the two-point conversion. But there's no evidence. How can you say that? The guy could have dropped the ball.
Right.
They,
in that particular case, yeah, they should have had a do-over. Okay.
Okay,
but there's no guarantee that would have been a successful two-point conversion.
You know what? There are bad calls in football. It happens.
There were tons of bad calls in that game on both sides of the ledger. Right. So,
Would you have the same position if it was the Ravens on the other end of that?
I think the game is over.
Really?
The game is over.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the game is over, the game is over. I think the idea of appealing a loss, saying overturn the loss by either team, no.
Can you imagine if they would do that and they would get? Can you?
It would never happen.
Never.
Because you know why? Because number one, it would open up the floodgates.
Yes, exactly.
Every game would now be. You have to have a look. Referees, they make a lot of great calls. They blow some calls. Sometimes it benefits your team. Other times you're on the losing end of that. It's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Gary. That's a really good story.
Yep.
6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680 is our number. Steve is in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations on a very nice last week. But I want to make sure Trump filters out any rhinos. I don't want Johnson to turn his back. I don't want Cornyn. I don't like Cornyn. What the hell?
I don't think Cornyn's going to win. It's going to be between Thune and Scott. Thune, obviously, is problematic to me. Scott is okay. He at least has promised to implement the Trump agenda.
Yes. What about Johnson? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. He can flip. I mean, here's the thing. I'm in business. I sign papers all the time devoted to what my job's supposed to do. Make them sign a paper. Make it public. Make them put it in print. Thanks, guys.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. It's interesting. Somebody made a comment, I'll have to look it up here, that it's really going to be Trump running the Senate. If that's the deal that's been cut, whether it's Thune or Scott, they're going to defer to Trump. We shall see.
Yeah. Knock wood. Nicole Wallace used to be actually a Republican, used to be actually a fairly prominent, you know, appointed Republican. She's pretending to be a news person now. And she has said her feelings have been so hurt since the election that she's done the only rational thing. She's started to go off of social media. That's the best way to deal with criticism, is to simply eliminate it by going off of social media.
I have this sort of insatiable interest in every bit of wisdom you can impart. And as a journalist, as a human, I deleted Twitter today as an act of self-preservation. And because I was no longer able to find the things I was interested in, I was seeing a lot of things that I'm not.
You see, now a lot of celebrities have taken that even one step further. Not only do they simply not want to see anything that contradicts their worldview, but they've made the decision, or so they say, they're leaving. That's it. For example, Barbara Streisand.
I like Biden. I like Biden. I think he's done a good job. I think he's compassionate. He's smart. He supports the right things.
The right things. Whatever the right things are. And actually, if you ask Joe Biden right now what he supports, I'm not sure you get a particularly cogent response. I'm just being very blunt. I think it's unfortunate, but I'm not sure he knows what the right things are or the left things are, or how to get onto a stage or off of a stage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Babs says, nope, she's gone. She's going to go someplace where she doesn't have to worry about things like the First Amendment.
I will move. I can't live in this country if he became president.
I like
England.
Yeah, I like England. Well, go. Enjoy.
No, she can join the line of the likes of Leonardo DiCaprio, Richard Gere, and many others. First off, on Nicole Wallace, I won't never forgive her after what she did to Sarah Palin.
No.
She sabotaged Sarah Palin when she was a vice president candidate with Juan McCain. And as for Barbara Streisand, she is an amazing voice, but she has the political intellect of a music stand.
Yeah. Well, that's unkind. Because there's some pretty smart music stands out there, all things considered. Now, here's a statement by an individual. I'll give you the background after you hear what he has to say.
All the swing states, f*** you. If you got a disaster going through, don't ask me. You got a hurricane going through, well, f*** you. Better deal with that f***. Find that f***ing money to rebuild your house.
Okay. Does he work for FEMA?
No, actually, he works for the Air Force.
Ah, okay.
He's a member of the U.S. Air Force, or at least as of this morning, because that was a very public statement by a member of the U.S. military having to do with relief for individuals who are in need. And he's under review, as they say. He's going to either face a discipline of, I don't know what rank the guy is, but he's going to either get rank knocked down a couple of notches, or he's going to be dismissed summarily, would be my bet. Because
Mr. Bromwell, we've got the woke virus infecting our military now.
Yep.
As well, you wonder why there's a recruiting problem.
Yeah, going into this administration, I'd be amazed if this guy, if he stays in, if he has rank at all, he'll be knocked back one or two ranks as a member of disciplining him. That's all cost him money because his salary goes down.
Well, if you can't defend all Americans, no matter what their political ideology, get the hell out. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Take the Tom Holman advice. Yes. Get out of the way.
Yeah. Either help or get out of the way. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. This is so exciting for us to have somebody of this guy's stature with us every single morning, every 10 minutes on the threes. And Chuck, for the compliment, that's $10. Chuck Whitaker.
I'll put it in your Christmas card.
Of course you will.
Matter of fact, I'll lick the envelope right now.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Very nice. What's your name? Oh, that's right. I got it now.
What's your name?
95 South, definitely back in business today. We were all clear yesterday. This morning, we're backed up already. tail end of this backup right now at Moravia Road. From there into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it's moving 15 to 20 minutes from that point. 895 is now backed up towards the Urban Avenue ramp, so you have to go from there through the tunnel. And keeping in mind, of course, 895 only is two lanes southbound. The Fort McHenry Tunnel is four lanes. So 20 to 25 minute delays and building. Parkville side has filled in on the northeast corner at Hartford Road with that delay showing up, and the west side outer loop delay is already there. It's solid from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, going to be a sunny but cooler day today, and we're looking at a high of 58, and right now 48 and clear in Pasadena. It is 46 in Parkville. Time, let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball.
I leave Donald Force in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves.
7-Eleven introducing the new $5 pizza meal deal as a limited time value member for its reward members. If you like that 7-Eleven pizza, you get it for $5. Noodles and Company debuting three new pasta dishes, including lemon garlic shrimp scampi, chipotle chicken cavatappi, and crispy chicken bacon Alfredo.
What was the second one again?
That would be the chipotle chicken cavatappi.
What's cavatappi?
It's a kind of a pasta shape of a noodle.
Oh, okay, yeah, kind of. All right.
Crumble welcoming new cherry cheesecake as part of the week's limited time baked goods menu. So that's Crumble. In addition, 7-Eleven now celebrating the status as the original to go coffee with a huge deal. You know, they were the original that sold coffee to go.
Earlier than Dunkin' Donuts?
Earlier than Dunkin' Donuts, yeah.
Wow.
Back in 1964, 7-Eleven offered customers the ability to take their coffee to go with the specialty caps and the styrofoam cups, etc. So now they're going to continue. And according to 7-Eleven, every Monday now through the end of December, all 7 Rewards and Speedy Rewards members can purchase a small coffee for just 60 cents. Again, that's taking you back to 1964, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, they used to be open from 7 to 11.
They did, absolutely. Yeah.
What a coincidence, because that happened to be the name of the store, too.
Yeah, kind of morphed into that, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. The FDA is recalling nearly 80,000 pounds of Costco butter. You know, because of... didn't contain the labels. It should have said the butter lists cream, but it misses the contains milk statement. This is perfectly good butter. But they're recalling it anyway because the label is wrong.
I can't believe it's
There's nothing
butter.
Wrong with butter. It's edible.
No. Use a magic marker.
You know what they said at the FDA? Butter safe. Then sorry.
Butter safe, then sorry.
Okay. All right, it continues, folks. If you miss 6:15, it's back.
Yes, it is. Hi, Spiridge. I might do that tomorrow.
I would hope not.
The list of sexiest bald men is out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you on it?
I can't say.
Of course you can say. You choose not to say.
It's embargoed.
Oh, it's embargoed.
It's embargoed. So tomorrow we'll have the results of the list of sexy bald men.
Boy, that's so exciting.
Is it you're doing, or is it nature's doing that you're bald?
It is, it's genetics. It's nature's doing.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't
Nobody,
shave.
Why wouldn't it be my doing? You've known me for how many years now?
Too many.
Yeah, too many.
My son-in-law has a very strong receding hairline, and it's off. It's gone. He shaved it off. It looks great. Yeah. You know, I mean, some people, I do not have the head shake for that. I would look like a cantaloupe with shoulders. But, you know,
who's to say that you don't resemble
already?
That now?
I thought more was a watermelon myself.
Quite well taken.
All right, Chuck, we'll see in a couple. Let's take a phone call here. Barbara is in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm still reeling from this Trump win and getting up in the mornings like I'm going to work for the election board or something. I can't sleep. It's just unreal. I'm very excited about his picks. And I found out last night they were talking about John Thune and Cornyn. Both have terrible records voting with Democrats. So I think both of them are going to be eliminated. I don't think they're going to be a choice. And he talked about Sarah Palin. And I'm thinking that Donald Trump may bring Sarah to D.C. She needs to be in D.C., and there's so many things that she is probably very capable of doing and doing very well. And Carrie Lake, I hope now that they rigged that election out there and got rid of her, she needs to come to D.C. There's some things that loyalty that they have will be invaluable to him.
Do you like Carrie Lake as press secretary or something more?
I think that press secretary isn't, well, I mean, she'd be great at that because she's very, very good at that. But I think something with a little more.
You know what? I would put her in charge. You know, we have a border czar now in Tom Holman.
Yeah.
I would make her the election integrity czar.
Oh, boy. That would be great.
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah. Yeah. And Caroline Leavitt, I would make the press secretary. She was amazing, a spokesperson for Trump.
Yeah.
And
what do you think is going to happen down in Florida? Do you think that the people of Florida will accept Ron DeSantis? Even, you know, a lot of people in Florida are very upset with him because he ran against President Trump. But
right.
I just feel like everybody's entitled to a mistake. It was a mistake he made. President Trump pulled Marco Rubio out. I don't see what harm it would be for Ron to be senator.
Well, yeah. ask Nikki Haley how that worked out for her running against Trump.
Well, Ron DeSantis was smart. Ron DeSantis.
And you go personal.
I think, yes.
No, it didn't go personal.
Ron DeSantis' wife had a lot to do with that decision.
Yep.
Because, you know, she's like a Melania wannabe. I call it a Kmart Bobby doll, you know? So I just, sometimes men make mistakes, and I think he made one, and I think he knows it. But I just hate to see him just disappear. I think Ron DeSantis has a lot of very good potential.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there. I think he's got a promising future ahead of him, but so does a deep Republican bench. Barbara, thanks so much for the call. Got to run. Got a break coming up. Thank you. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a lot of experience there. And it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. There's free area towing, and both have great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions 410-766-8500 or online. You'll find them at gbt-online.com. Or you can call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 6:53. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker.
Getting a report now of a vehicle fire and might be related to an accident here. The report is northbound near the ramp at Route 543, so that's in Harford County. Before that, traffic moving up, that would be near Exit 80
for the traffic northbound. So we're trying to get a look at it right now, just bringing the camera up. And it looks like they're just beginning to slow for that traffic northbound in that area. So if you're coming up for Route 24, you're heading towards Belcamp. As you're getting up towards the 80-mile marker, there'll be a lot of activity in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel forecast, sunny, cooler today, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers return by Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Sunny and 46 right now in Ellicott City. Well, windy and breezy, 51 in Stevensville. Let's take a call here. We've got Mike in New Windsor. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. I listen every day to you guys.
Great Thank you.
Show. I just got a quick question for you, and I'm kind of embarrassed after I ask this because I follow politics a lot. But mm-hmm. If Rubio is made the Secretary of State, what happens to his Senate seat?
The governor would appoint his replacement, and the word is that Byron Donalds would be the guy.
Oh, okay. Right.
But that would be until, I can't remember when his term is up. It would be until his term, it depends on when it is in the term. So, for instance, J.D. Vance's case, we're either hearing it's going to be this woman, Timken, or Vivek Ramaswamy. But in that case, they can appoint up through December of 26, and then they have to hold a special election after that.
Wow.
So it depends where you are in the term, but it would be the governor that does that does appoint it.
And then what happens to Byron Donalds' seat?
Byron Donalds' seat, then same thing.
Same thing.
You'd have to have a temporary appointment until you could have a special election scheduled. But in the House races, they schedule special elections fairly quickly.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wasn't sure, fellas. So thanks for the
information. All right, Mike.
Sure.
Thanks so much for the call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. Alarming numbers are coming out of Baltimore City. Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore concerning the students passing classes while missing months of school. Attendance data was obtained after there was a lawsuit filed by Baltimore resident Giovanni Patterson against Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners. In the lawsuit, Patterson alleges Baltimore City Schools has failed to properly educate generations of students. In Maryland, schools are required by law to have 180 instructional days in a school year. If a student misses 10% of the school year, which in most cases is 18 days, that student is considered chronically absent. Then this woman, Hetty Chang of Attendance Works, says that, look, these numbers are alarming. And in this particular case, attendance is crucial to the education and socialization for all students.
Attendance is crucial to a child's social well-being, health, and academic achievement.
Believe it or not, Baltimore City does not have an attendance requirement in order for students to pass a grade level or to be promoted or to graduate.
Are there competency tests?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm sure you got to get your GED or whatever. But historically, the district has had some of the highest rates of chronic absenteeism in Maryland. No wonder. Listen to these numbers. School year 21-22, 4,800 elementary and middle school students missed 60 school days or more. 97% of those were promoted to the next grade. The following year, 22-23, 3,300 elementary and middle school students missed 60 school days or more, and 98% of them were promoted. Now, district-wide the same year, 3,300 students missed at least half the school year, 90 days, and 1,300 of those students still moved on to the next grade. And again, if you remember, 10%, you're considered chronically absent. And Hetty Chang says this blows that 10% out of the water.
When you're talking 60 or 90 days, you're at 20%, you're at 40%, 50%. It's going to be extremely hard for those kids, if not impossible.
So the question here is, North Avenue approved $1.4 billion for nearly 80,000 students. That comes out to about $18,000 per student. The taxpayers gave city schools about $6.6 million to educate 369 students who missed 170 school days or more.
Wow.
They did not get a proper education. Our tax dollars are being not only wasted, but they're being abused for corrupt purposes. I think taxpayers ought to get a refund. And that there should be an attendance requirement in order to promote these schools. And this is, you know, again, Dr. Santelices might be a nice woman, but she's the one that's been the school superintendent during this time of chronic absenteeism. How the heck can you expect to educate children who are not in class? And we're not talking a few here or a handful. We're talking vast numbers. You heard the numbers. Thousands.
Yeah, social promotion was supposed to be a thing of the past, Sean. Apparently it's not. Once upon a time we were told no more social promotions. You're going to actually have to be in school or pass a test at each grade level in order to prove you have the competency to move up.
Yeah.
And again, the socialization thing, I mean, the argument then, well, you know, homeschool kids would have no socialization. So I value that less than I would value the idea that somebody simply can't add 2 + 2.
And some
they
of
can't
it,
spell, you know, they can't spell dog.
And I'm not ascribing values to this, because some of it is maybe kids just don't want to go to school.
Right.
I mean, maybe kids are afraid to go to school because, you know, a 15-year-old shot at Dunbar Middle School outside the school. So they can't keep them safe. And you can't get, of course, with COVID and all that other nonsense. I mean, the city school system, the educational system, is corrupt, and it's an educational abyss. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next, FEMA scandals larger than we thought, and it's really, really bad. 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He has a clear mandate from the people, and President-elect Trump is wasting no time assembling the team that will help him honor his campaign motto, promises made, promises kept.
In the days since the election, Trump has named several people for key positions, including Susie Wiles as White House Chief of Staff, Congressman Mike Waltz as National Security Advisor, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for United Nations Ambassador, and former Congressman Lee Zeldin as EPA Administrator. Trump also has selected Tom Homan and Stephen Miller for a pair of roles that will include immigration enforcement. Miller will be Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, while Homan will be Border Czar. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Perhaps one of the new administration's biggest foreign policy challenges is posed by China. The communist country's slowing economy is not hindering its military buildup, as evidenced by an exhibition that's now underway in southern China.
The Chinese military has decided to use this air show to reveal to the world its new J-35A stealth fighter jets. The People's Liberation Army now has two different stealth fighters, as it looks to dominate the region with increased tensions around Taiwan and the South China Sea. There are also air defense missile systems, attack drones, communication blocking devices, helicopters, and homegrown commercial aircraft on display.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. Chinese police say 35 people were killed, 43 injured, when a driver in the city where that exhibition is taking place ran his vehicle into a crowd. In light of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, New York Judge Juan Merchan set to decide today whether to dismiss President-elect Trump's conviction in the New York criminal trial. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 36 points. NASDAQ futures off 34 ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, the following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976. Bible.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. We're looking at a big delay developing now northbound 95 in Harford County right after the ramp at 543.
Third, we will totally reform.
Yes?
was an accident and a vehicle fire on the northbound side. Right now, I don't think any traffic is moving at that scene. So if you're northbound from Route 24, you're coming up towards the area, towards Bell Camp, you need to get off the interstate and move over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway, coming back on at the ramp at Route 22. Right now, there's nobody moving right here at the camera that we're looking at the 80-mile marker. Some people are making an illegal U-turn there. So if you're coming south through that area, watch out for that. They're starting to turn right out in front of you. Not a good situation there on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
More rain on the way by Thursday. Today, sunny and definitely cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 53 degrees. Bel Air has 51 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today at 410-356-7799. Or online, you'll find them at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Again, that's 410-356-7799. 15-year-old Dunbar High School student in critical condition following a Monday afternoon shooting near the National Academy Foundation. Police called to the 400 block of North Caroline Street just after 3:20 p.m. found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The two teens accused of killing a man in Columbia scheduled to appear in a Howard County courtroom today. The 17 and 14-year-old are charged as adults with first-degree murder and the shooting death of Kendrick McClellan. The 26-year-old McClellan was found dead in a car parked at a Columbia office building near a Howard High School on October 12th. The Friday incident, the accident that may have been that did kill Timothy Cartwell, could have been a result of driver error. That's according to the Baltimore Banner. They cite two sources with direct knowledge of that situation. And former mayor of Baltimore and currently University of Baltimore President Kurt Schmoke remembers Mary Pat Clark as the first woman elected as Baltimore City Council President. He says he was sad to learn of the death, and Clark passed away Sunday at the age of 83. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 887. Your pick 4 was 2284. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Steelers will, of course, be a stern test for the Ravens this Sunday, and that Pittsburgh defense has always given Lamar Jackson fits. In fact, his quarterback rating is worse against Pittsburgh than against any other team in the league. John Harbaugh was asked about that yesterday, but was vague in his response.
That they played well against us, and we haven't played well against them, you know, in that sense, you know, as far as moving the ball and scoring points and all that. So this is a new game. You know, we don't live in the past. And we're moving forward and trying to, and we don't live in the past game. We don't live in the past record. You know, none of that matters.
In four career starts against Pittsburgh, Lamar is just 1-3, averaging a shade less than 20 points per game. And here's an interesting note. Since being named starter in 2019, Lamar has missed 13 starts. Five have come against the Steelers. Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins beat the Rams last night, 23-15 in L.A. A couple longtime college football coaches passed away yesterday. John Robinson, who won a national championship with USC in 1978 and then later coached the Rams, passed away at the age of 89. And Jerry Faust, one of the most successful high school football coaches in history at Moeller High in Cincinnati, but not so much at Notre Dame, also passing yesterday, also at the age of 89. Coming up at 7:35, hockey history made north of the border. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, we are on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, you can join the conversation here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, our top stories for you this hour.
Coming later this hour, Joy Reid says, forget about you folks. We black women, we're going alone.
I think black women are now on the Save Black Women and Prioritize Black Communities, Black Businesses, the Save America, Save the Democratic Party. Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Trump's new border czar has a message to Democrat governors and elected officials.
If you're not going to help us, get the hell out of the way, but we're going to do it. So if we can't get assistance from New York City, and I may have, you know, we may have to double the number of agents we send to New York City.
Yeah, but they're going to do it anyway, folks. But let's start with this. It was not too long ago that we heard this kind of claptrap from the swamp media.
Now, some of y'all never been to D.C. too much. Let me tell y'all a little story so you know what I'm talking about. We're down in D.C., we call it the swamp. Because it's full of corrupt, greedy swamp creatures, the likes of which nobody's ever seen. Well, down in the swamps of D.C., where the swamp creatures are so mean. There's a phony line girl, and I swear to the world, she makes the other swamp creatures look lame. Words have been canning. I said, what you trying to hand me? Nobody understand a thing you say. Where you flipping in a flopping line every day.
Yeah, we're going to miss Ward Salakami. Miss her so very much, but don't worry. Apparently she has a new gig lined up. We'll have a new ad for her new job coming up later in the show right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It wasn't too long ago, I forgot that we had that cut first, so my apologies, that we heard this from the swamp media.
Politicizing a natural disaster, what FEMA is warning about.
The only person making an accusation that people are not getting what they've asked for is Trump, falsely claiming that the administration is withholding resources because of political affiliations.
They then turn around and go, see, FEMA's not coming to help you because it's a Republican area.
What do you say to people propagating misinformation about the emergency response to these storms?
Stop politicizing FEMA.
Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims with free Starlink access to the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how dare somebody actually want to do something nice for somebody that's not run by the government? I mean, that's kind of the overtone there is. As we're the government, we're always here to help you. We are honest as the day is long, assuming that there's like a 23-and-a-half-hour eclipse going on. I mean, that's what you're looking at. And how dare you speak against us in that fashion? Sean, the arrogance that was coming from the swamp on this issue as Donald Trump during the campaign and after was saying something is wrong here.
Now, some people should not be surprised. They've weaponized everything. They've weaponized every agency, every asset of the federal government. That's why with Schedule F, we got to go in, we got to pull out the Obama entrenched employees and government out by the roots.
Yep.
That's how you get rid of it. I don't mean to make the comparison. People are weeds, obviously, but that's what I'm saying. There's a cancer. It has to be cut out in our government.
That's better than being a weed.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
I undercut it a little bit.
We're not going to say they're weeds. They're cancer. Got it. Well, that's much gentler. More on that coming up. It's 7:13. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm not saying he's a weed or a cancer. He's more like psoriasis. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm an itch. Just
an itch. That's it. This is an itch.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to give you something. Nothing personal, man. Northbound 95, you do not want to be on 95 right now in Harford County. Your point of no return is going to be the ramp at 543, and I can see the traffic is already backed up on that ramp. The problem is north of 543, north of the 80-mile marker, was an accident and a vehicle fire. When we first put the camera on that, it was nothing but black smoke. So whatever was involved was on fire, and now basically nobody is moving. The problem is you get after the ramp at 543, you're done, and there's nobody going anywhere. So you have to get off at 543. Back at Route 24, you can get off there and make your move. Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway, you go out to Aberdeen, come back onto the ramp at Route 22. Southbound traffic is not affected, maybe a little bit slow as you're coming by the scene, but all the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Channel forecast for this Tuesday. Of course, it's going to be sunny, cooler today, and a high of 58. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, just a tad cooler. Sunshine at 54 before showers visit on Thursday. Sunny at 48 right now in Dundalk, 48 in Severn. And time for our MAGA movement update.
Fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Indeed it does. We continue our series of Donald Trump's 10-point plan to dismantle the deep state. And he says in order to do that, he has to reform or eliminate FISA.
Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's that to have been allowed to happen is just it's un-American. It's unconscionable. And he's right about that. He also said we have to rein in and eliminate the abuses of power.
Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart. We will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them.
I don't know where you start there. But among those in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, the Epstein list and the P. Diddy list would be fascinating.
Yes, indeed.
To see those lists. And, of course, the cabinet is beginning to take shape. He announced yesterday that Chairwoman Elise Stefanik will serve in his cabinet as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Stefanik is a long-time Trump supporter and America First and MAGA person, and she is now going to the UN. And then he announced yesterday as well that Lee Zeldin, who gave it a good run for governor of New York, the former congressman, is going to head up the EPA.
I'm excited to get into work to implement President Trump's economic agenda, and I think the American people are so hungry for it. It's one of the big reasons why they're sending him back to the White House.
And I call the position emissary, but it is actually the deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, America First advocate, immigration MAGA hardliner, is now going to make a major White House return. Susie Wiles is going to handle. She's the gatekeeper. She get access to. But what Stephen Miller is going to be doing, Bruce, is he's going to be the voice of the president before Congress, foreign leaders. He's going to articulate exactly the Trump agenda, what Trump wants. He is a loyal soldier. He can be trusted. He's not there to write a book. He's there to effectuate policy and make sure the MAGA agenda gets through on the Hill and with these foreign organizations and foreign leaders.
Now, it hasn't been traditional in the past. I'm just curious. serious for governors when situations like this occur to replace a sitting congressperson with an individual of the same party.
Yeah.
So when you have a brand new UN ambassador, we should assume that the Democrat governor of New York is going to actually put in a Republican in that position.
That is, again, if she doesn't, it would be, I don't know. I just think that that would be total war.
Well,
Look, it's possible, but I think because then, you know, the same thing could happen. That's why the reason why it's mutual assured destruction, because if it's a Republican governor, they just they would do the same thing.
Sure.
They would not replace with a Democrat, but with a
Republican. Well, the Democrats have this habit, though, Sean.
And constituents voted for a Republican, and that's why you replace with a Republican. You don't replace with another party. So other cabinet positions that we know about is Congressman Michael Waltz, which I actually liked him for defense secretary.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I'm not a fan as national security advisor. We had Michael Waltz on here. But his issue is he's part of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And both them and Rubio, who's now being rumored for state secretary of state, he's with the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. That's part of the fourth branch of government, the intelligence community. So I just am a little bit uncomfortable with having two prominent intel community influenced individuals being national security advisor and being secretary of state.
Question for you. I'm taking a look at the team that Donald Trump is putting together. One of the biggest supporters in the country of Donald Trump, actually two of them, were the Ehrlichs. Any positions for them?
Yeah, I think they'll land something. I'm not quite sure what yet, but we'll have to wait and see. I think Kendall was working on dealing with illegal drugs and so on and so forth. And Bob, of course, King and Spalding, the big Washington law firm that Chris Wray came from and probably will go back to now because he's going to be out at FBI director. But also, big news here is that rumors that Kash Patel might be heading up the CIA. And again, no confirmation as of yet there. But Governor Kristi Noem is going to be the Homeland Security Secretary.
Interesting nomination. And
So Noem is going to head up DHS. Tom Holman's going to be the border czar. We'll hear from him at the bottom of the hour. So that leads maybe Chad Wolf for ICE or whatever the case may be. And we've just learned that Scott Bessent, who is he's going to be the Treasury Secretary nominee. Scott Bessent is a huge tariff guy. So that's why Trump likes him as well. And we'll see what happens. And by the way, big news here, Melania Trump. We'll snub Jill Biden tomorrow and skip the traditional meeting after the Biden regime raided Mar-a-Lago and targeted her family and husband for years. So he'll go as president because that's his obligation. But she's saying, no, I don't need your stinking invitation after you raided my home, went through my underwear drawer, and humiliated and embarrassed my entire family. Good for you, Melania.
Yeah, and I think she wants some of her underwear back, Joe, by the way.
Exactly, as long as Joe's not wearing it. 69 days to go until the President-elect is inaugurated.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, hey. I've got to be a macho.
We were a great nation, and soon we will be a great nation again.
Okay, on the hotline, Steve Friedman, counselor at the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
All right, so we often talk about at our office the importance, after you've been in an automobile accident, seek witnesses. Even if you believe that the accident is clear-cut liability, even if you're sitting at a red light and someone smashes you in the rear, we know it's the other person's fault. But if you can get witnesses, it's important because so often, unfortunately, stories change. People will lie. People will make things up, especially after they get a hold of an insurance adjuster or a lawyer or talk to friends. They change stories. Here are the facts of a case that I settled last week, which really illustrates the importance of witnesses. So my client was driving. This accident happened in Baltimore City. Driving westbound on Gwynns Falls Parkway at the intersection with Garrison Boulevard. Now, my client has a green light, and he's going this way, goes this way home every single day, so he's familiar with the intersection. He's going through the green light, and he's smashed. The defendant takes a left in front of him. It's a T-bone accident, pretty nasty accident. My client shook up in the vehicle. The defendant, she gets out of her vehicle, runs to where my client is, and says, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. It was my fault. And she provides insurance information. The police come to the scene. Very interesting, though. Two witnesses, one a pedestrian that was at the corner of Gwynn's Falls and Garrison, come up to my client and offer my client information saying, we saw exactly what happened. And then a motorist that was behind my client also came up to my client and provided witness information. My client didn't think anything of it because it seemed clear that it was the defendant's fault. So fast forward, my client goes to the hospital, has suffering from neck and back pain. He's referred for physical therapy for about 3 or 4 months. He's also, he works as an organist in a church, and he can't work for about 3 or 4 months because of the neck and the back. So he's lost thousands of dollars from his wages, and he has thousands of dollars of medical bills. He comes to our office for representation. We get together the list of specials, and we send it into the defendant's insurance company. Shockingly, the insurance company says, we're denying responsibility. Our insured is saying it was my client's fault because we ran the red light. So we were like, oh, this is unbelievable. So we reached out to both witnesses, and as we always do, we obtain witness statements from the witnesses. We provide documentation to the witnesses. So they said exactly what happened. We sent it back into the defendant's insurance company, and they completely changed their tune, as they should, and we were able to get a very nice settlement for my client last week. So, folks, if you've been in any type of accident and think it's clear that the other person's at fault, if there are any witnesses around, get their information. Because, quite frankly, in this case, if we didn't have witnesses, we would have probably had to go on to trial, and it would have been our word versus the other person's word. It's very difficult. And, again, it's our burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence the accident as a plaintiff. So give us a call, 410-363-6848. If you've been in an accident, we will go to work for you. Have a great week, Sean. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Stephen. That's a great story, great advice. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman, maflaw.com.
723, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, northbound 95, Harford County still having problems. We had an accident where a vehicle fire was involved. Northbound 80-mile marker in Belcamp after Route 543. Not a lot of traffic moving. They're backed up on the ramp from 543. They're trying to get over to Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway. It's a long delay, and it's gridlock. I think I see a couple of cars moving, but it doesn't mean it's officially back open. So heads up for that delay. Right now, I would say it's going back to more than 2 miles, probably even longer than that for the traffic in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be sunny today, high 58, and well, it's going to be pretty nice until Thursday when some shower activity may reappear. Right now it is 49 and mostly sunny in Arnold, 47 in Parkville.
You played earlier this half hour some of the Swamp Media's reaction to being called on FEMA and FEMA's malfeasance during recent events, hurricane after hurricane, where seemingly it appears that there's a pattern of ignoring Republicans in distress or Trump supporters in distress and instead going after just the Democrats who need help. Here's how it is now being reported.
About 20 damaged homes were reportedly ignored by FEMA because of the residents' political affiliation. FEMA is now handing over the matter to the Office of Special Counsel.
Well, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is facing major backlash after confirming reports that a supervisor ordered disaster relief workers to avoid homes with Trump yard signs.
Hurricane Milton victims in Florida may have been denied help for being Trump supporters. A FEMA official has now been fired for telling relief workers to bypass homes with Trump van's campaign signs.
The Daily Wire obtained private messages showing a FEMA official instructing hurricane relief workers there to avoid homes with Trump signs.
And there you go, Sean. It appears that this is not just an isolated incident. The speculation is that there are a number of individuals inside FEMA who are left-leaning and have decided to use their positions of power to penalize conservatives and reward liberals. You talk about corruption.
Yeah.
This is just about as corrupt as you can possibly get.
Well, Florida's Congressman Greg Stubbe is all over this. He was on, I think, with Fox yesterday talking about this is not just this woman it was a DEI hire at FEMA. This goes, they're rotten to the core.
If it was happening in Lake Placid, it's happening all across the great state of Florida, probably happening in western North Carolina, probably happening all of the states that were hit by Hurricane Helene, and that's what we in Congress need to get to the bottom of. The FEMA administration wants to say this was an isolated incident, but there is alleged text messages from Washington, D.C. to the supervisor advising them and directing them to do this. So somebody higher up within FEMA was advising the people on the ground to do this. So if it was happening in Lake Placid, I can guarantee you it was happening in other places all across the great state of Florida and the country. And the Oversight Committee needs to get to the bottom of this. And the very first stop would be the person who was fired, put them under oath, and ask them who in their chain of command was directing her to do this.
Yeah, or is she going to take the whole weight on her own shoulders,
yeah.
In which case the criminal penalties, I suspect, will be substantial.
Well, Congressman Comer is now preparing a subpoena for that FEMA employee. Carl's in Dover, Delaware. Carl, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Hello, Carl.
Carl could not hang with us.
He was suggesting Devin Nunes would be the a great choice for CIA director. Devin Nunes has a history of tied to the intelligence community. That's my firewall. Anybody that has been tainted with the fourth branch of government should not be anywhere near the CIA or in a position of national security.
Somebody in there, whoever it is, has to be willing to get in and fire people.
You know who that is for me? You're gonna think I'm crazy. Harriet Hageman.
No, I think it's a great idea.
I think she has got the stones.
Yes.
Okay. I would put Harriet Hageman in there and the brains, and I think she would be a great choice for a CIA director.
Yeah, and all those positions where American assets, spy assets, have been used to go after Republicans, in all of those organizations, there has to be a house cleaning.
That's the Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. And these headlines are being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. 15-year-old Dunbar High School student in critical condition following a shooting yesterday afternoon near the National Academy Foundation. Police called to the 400 block of North Caroline Street just after 3:20 p.m. found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The teen was taken to a hospital for treatment. Dunbar and the National Academy Foundation will be closed today. Counseling will be offered. The two teens accused of killing a man in Columbia are now scheduled to appear in a Howard County courtroom. The 17 and 14-year-old suspects are charged as adults in the first-degree murder and the shooting death of Kendrick McClellan. The 26-year-old McClellan's body was found in a car parked at a Columbia office building near Howard High School back in October. The Friday incident that killed a Department of Public Works employee in West Baltimore may have been the result of driver error. That's according to the Baltimore Banner. They cite two sources with direct knowledge of the situation. Timothy Cartwell became trapped between a garbage truck and a wooden light pole in a Baker Street alleyway. He later died of shock trauma. Former Baltimore mayor and University of Baltimore president Kurt Schmoke, remembering the first woman elected as Baltimore City Council president, that's Mary Pat Clark, of course. She passed away Sunday at age 83. Schmoke says she was a friend and sometimes loyal opposition, and if there's such a thing as the politics of joy, then she was a prime practitioner. At the Harford County Sheriff's Office, looking for residents who were victimized in a home improvement theft scam, 33-year-old David Dessel, accused of scamming at least two residents by providing fake documents, paperwork, invoices, licenses, and photos to scare them into getting costly home repairs. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra-wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stouffer Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com, PlanBaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Pick 3 Lottery, 887, pick 4, 2284. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
A big delay on 95 in Harford County was an accident with a vehicle fire northbound in Belcamp after the 80-mile marker at Route 543. And again, not a lot of traffic moving. Some traffic was getting by, but I'm not sure officially they've reopened any of the lanes. They may let a couple of lanes get by once in a while, but there's actually more equipment had been arriving just in the last couple of minutes. So a big backup northbound through there. Your escape route would be Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway into Aberdeen and then come back over to 95 northbound. Of course, we're looking at all the normal delays at both the harbor tunnels back through the area towards the city-county line and the beltway with the normal delays. JFX are backing up now and slowing southbound after Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
More rain on the way by Thursday. Today, sunny and definitely cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you watch the Steeler message boards over time, you come to realize that half the Steelers fans love Mike Tomlin, and the other half want to throw him in one of Pittsburgh's three rivers. But you have to admire the way he tells it like it is in general. Like after the Commanders game on Sunday, when a very aggressive Mike Tomlin had some decisions backfire on him. But in the post game, Tomlin doubled down.
But you live, man. You can't come in hostile environments versus good people and not be aggressive, aggressively pursue victory. We're not going to live in our fears. That's just how we get down. Same thing on the fake punt. That is me. I own that. I'll do it again. But we didn't execute it. And so
the fake punt he's talking about, by the way, if you watch the game, he fake punted from his own 19-yard line early in the game, but failed, and the Commanders ended up kicking a field goal. It'll be interesting to see how aggressive he is at home on Sunday against the Ravens. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills yesterday, John Harbaugh met the media and was asked about the Ravens' defense 10 games into the season and if any personnel changes potentially were on the horizon.
Yeah, of course you consider everything. So there's everything's on the table always. So I don't think that's any news story. It's not definitely not headline worthy, because that's what you do. That's what I spent the weekend doing, and that's what our coaches spent the weekend doing, and that's what our players spent the weekend doing.
College football, and what in the world is going on in Bloomington, Indiana? That's where the fifth-ranked Indiana Hoosiers football team is located, and that number five ranking is no joke. The Hoosiers are one of four unbeaten teams left in Power 5 football, and the ranking is their highest since 1967. At 10-0, Indiana is tied atop the Big 18 with number one, Oregon. Stat of the day is 24. And that is the number of home runs that Oriole outfielder Colton Cowser hit in 2024. Cowser yesterday named a finalist for AL Rookie of the Year. If he wins, the Orioles would get an additional draft pick next year, and it would be the Orioles' second straight after Gunnar won it in 2023. College basketball last night at the Xfinity Center. Terps easy over Florida A&M, 84-53. 11 players scored for Maryland, led by Baltimore's Julian Reese, 21 points and 9 boards. And how about the pace that Alex Ovechkin is on. Ovechkin now 31 from the Great Ones record. Ovi on pace this year for 52 goals and 104 points, which would be the first time that the Great Eight would crack 100 since 2010, when he was 24 years old. Ovi is now 39 years of age. The time now is 7:37 when we return another gem from referee Ed Hockley.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
All right, so this this comes from this is a shout out actually to our texter Marty, who texts me often about sports stuff, and you may remember this one, guys. But and the reason why we bring it up is because we mentioned yesterday how Sean Hockley, the son of Ed Hockley, was in Germany in that game between the Giants and the Panthers, and he made a referee call, a penalty call in German, which the German crowd loved, and then Ed Hockley, his dad, did it in Spanish while they were in Mexico. So Marty texts me the other day, and he tells me, don't forget about Ed Hockley's call back in 2013 on a Monday Night Football game with the Saints. And here's the call. Listen to it, and then we'll explain it.
There is no glare game. We didn't let the team go because we were switching our balls. There's one.
Sounds like that he said, there is no delay of game because we were stretching our balls.
Right.
That's not what he said.
Well, I'm glad.
What he said
but thanks
was,
for clarifying that for
there
us.
There is no delay of game.
I thought it was Tom Brady's
deflating them.
What he really said was, there's no delay of game because we were switching out balls.
Right.
In other words, the referees were switching out the balls. Right, there was no delay. That was a very famous one. I had completely forgotten about it.
That's a goldie, but a goodie.
Another gem.
I thought you were going to say he did the call in Latin.
No, he didn't know Latin.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a phone call here from Victor in Silver Spring.
Hey,
good
Victor.
Morning.
How you been, bud?
Oh, I'm slowly recovering. I'm sitting up for now. I'm going to go lie down for a while.
Same here, man. Yeah.
And people who listen to this show have that side effect.
Anyhow, Sing Along with Mitch is up to his dirty tricks again.
Yes, he is.
Tomorrow there's going to be a secret vote to replace him. And I want Scott from Florida to win, but it looks like Thum and I can't think of the other guy.
Cornyn.
Those two are in first and second place, and Scott's in third place. So I called the switchboard and left a message to Andy Harris saying, hey, you got to stop Mitch McConnell and his dirty tricks. I want open transparency, not any stuff done in the secret rooms.
Yeah, I would agree with you there, but Andy Harris is over in the House. He can't do much about it in the Senate.
Yep.
But you're right, the secret vote stuff. But it may work against Thune, if you think about it. Because a lot of people right now may not want Thune, because they don't want what happened to the Senate, what happened to the House with Paul Rhino. Victor, thanks for the call, and enjoy your rest there. Thanks for hanging in, weighing in on that. Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Holman, is announcing workplace immigration raids and has a stern message to Democratic governors trying to block deportations and even a sterner message to the criminal illegals that are currently in the country.
Criminals and gang members get no grace period. But while we're out prioritizing the public safety threats and national security threats, if you want to self-deport, you should self-deport. Because, again, we know who you are, and we're going to come and find you.
Yeah. We know where you are, and we're going to come and find you, he said, and rightfully so. And again, this is going to be, the borders are now operating under Kristi Noem, who's going to be the DHS secretary. And, of course, now, Holman does not require confirmation.
That's right.
And so he is he's swinging freely, as they say.
President Trump has made it clear. We will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first.
And a message to Governor Healey of Massachusetts, Governor Moore of Maryland, Governor Pritzker of Illinois, Governor Newsom of California, and others is that, don't try to get in the way of Tom Holman.
If you're not going to help us, get the hell out of the way, but we're going to do it. So if we can't get assistance from New York City, and I may have, we may have to double the number of agents we send to New York City.
Yeah, but it's still going to get done.
They're going to get it done, and they'll find a way to make sure that happens. And again, they are going to prioritize removing the criminals, and that is something that. But at the end of the day, all 15 to 20, however many million it is, they all have to go.
Yeah,
all of them. Okay, and again, I want to break up families, as Holman said in a 60 Minutes interview. You deport the families together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many legal immigrants voted for Trump. in this particular election cycle because they did it the proper way. They did it the legal way. And the people that have violated our country and, again, are involved, you know, we got to stop this. And so here's the question. The Immigration Act of 1924 was passed 100 years ago. And will history repeat itself 100 years later? Because if you remember correctly, there's a report out called The Rise and Fall of the Immigration Act of 1924, doing the right thing for the wrong reason, then doing the wrong thing for the right reason. But basically, back then, again, we basically stopped.
Yes.
We stopped.
Shut it down.
We stopped all immigration until we could get a handle on everything.
You're now singing my song, Sean.
And it basically... they stopped Ellis Island. That was shut down. And we're looking at the historical, economic context of what's happening now and what needs to happen for the opportunities for black and Hispanic men and women to get jobs because those jobs are being stolen. Wages are being depressed.
One of the reasons, and that is to give us time to absorb the waves of immigrants who are already here. Otherwise, you end up with this kind of polyglot, ungovernable mess. We have to turn people with hyphenated identities into just Americans, no hyphen.
All right, 7:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes.
Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Was just looking, report of an accident, I-97 southbound near the bridge at 178. If it's there, it really hasn't backed us up too badly. It's slow southbound right at Route 32, but the traffic coming down from Benfield hasn't really joined into that yet. So just a heads up, I see traffic moving after the bridge at 178. All your normal delays on the Beltway, all your normal delays. Lay south at both the harbor tunnels, and now we go back to the big wreck, and at one point there was a vehicle fire, I-95 northbound in Harford County, 80-mile marker, which is above Route 543, and we have been sitting still for the most part. There's not a lot of traffic moving, backed up well before Route 543, so again, if you're coming up for Route 24, you're at the ramp, you see the traffic backed up on the ramp at 543, you need to get over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway. Make your move northbound from there. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says sunshine today and 58, a little cooler than it was yesterday. It'll be cool again tomorrow. Sunny and 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53. Right now, 51 and sunny in Annapolis. It's 47 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets up for grabs today. Five times the cash. Top prize, $1,000. Go to mdlottery.com for details. Our contestant is Stephen Catonsville.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Steve, or you want to go first, second, third, or last?
First.
First?
First.
All right, way to go, Steve.
Yes.
Story number one. After Oprah Winfrey denied being paid by Kamala Harris's campaign $1 million, investigators found that her company, Harpo, was paid.
Right. Ain't that the same?
Hulk Hogan found out and trolling Oprah Winfrey, saying that, sheesh, all he got was three scratch-off tickets and a meatball sub from the Trump campaign. Story two, State Department has been holding crying sessions following Trump's dominant election victory. Apparently last Friday, what is being described as a cry session, the sad meeting put together by the State Department's Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs. Story three, the Washington Compost is out with a story about how to leave the United States and live in another country. In fact, it's one of their top stories in the last 2 days and has gotten a lot of visits online. Is it story one? Hulk Hogan says he got three scratch-offs and a meatball sub trying to troll Oprah. Story two, State Department holding crying sessions. Or story three, Washington Post. Top story is how to leave the country during a Trump administration. All right, Steve, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking number two, please.
Steve goes to number two. Michelle?
I think number two as well.
Michelle also with number two. Michelle's in for Kristen today. Bruce.
I think the Hulk Hogan story is a great story, but I think it's fake news. I think the State Department crying game is probably completely true.
Did you see the crying game?
Yeah.
Really?
had a measure of fake news in it.
Chuck, he's the founder of the crying game. What are you talking about?
Because of crying shame.
I don't think Hogan said that. I know Oprah got the money through Harpo, but I don't think Hogan said that. One, please.
Right, yeah. Chuck goes
Chuck
for
Iyer, one.
Story number one. Story
he's
number three.
A copycat.
The Washington Compost story is a true story. Story number two, State Department holding crying sessions. True story. Story one is our fake news story today. Sorry about that, Steve. Thanks for listening.
That's a crying shame.
Playing.
Wow. Stepping up her game, man.
Here comes the punster.
Wow. Taking cues off Sean.
Really?
Oh, she says humbly.
Well, I'm taking mine from Chuck's Rolodex, so ultimately we all know where they come from.
And Chuck's Rolodex is taking his from an old routine by Jack Benny.
Milton
Berle. I thought it was Henny Youngman.
Henny Youngman. Tom Brick.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. 7:49, but let's go back to this legacy of the Immigration Act of 1924, which got rid of Ellis Island, paused immigration until we could absorb everything that came into the country, people could assimilate. Could we do the same thing today? Would that work in 2024, 100 years later?
I don't see why not. It's something I've been proposing for quite some time. I think that we are at the risk now of turning into an ungovernable set of conflicting priorities, some of which would comport with traditional U.S. ideals, American ideals, and some of which don't. And I think that it's important for us to maintain the concepts of a secure border, a common culture, which this talks to, and a common language.
Right.
Without those things, I don't think you have much of a nation.
Well, right now, Trump, what I'm hearing from former President Trump, President-elect Trump, is this is a multifaceted. That's why Tom Holman's going to be running the show.
Yeah.
Because, one, you got to stop the flow. You got to stop the bleeding. So you have to secure the border somehow.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going to be able to complete a wall, the rest of the wall that needs to be done within the first 2 years. Okay, they're not going to be able to do that. They'll try, but they'll make some. But that border has to be secure. So what do you do? National Guard? So what we're hearing is that Trump is going to designate the cartels, the Sinaloa cartel, the Juarez cartel, whatever, as a foreign terrorist entity.
Yeah.
And that means U.S. military can now engage.
I mean, they're bringing fentanyl into the country,
and Mexico's going to have to help. Otherwise, there are going to be tariffs placed on Mexican goods. So that's you got to stop the flow into the country, number one. Number two, what do you do with the people already into the country? Well, you go and round up the criminal element, number one. But you then make it very difficult for the non-criminal element to find jobs. So they do actually self-deport. And the way you do that is establish E-Verified.
Yep.
You put remittances, heavy taxes on any money being sent back to their home countries. So, again, it's going to be hard to get a job. If you do E-Verify, it's going to be hard for them to get a job.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. You don't look, I don't believe in compelling people to use E-Verify. I think you say you have a choice. Use E-Verify and you're indemnified if you hire somebody who's using a fake ID. If you choose to not use E-Verify and it turns out that you've hired an illegal, it's a $25,000 fine per individual.
751, and coming up next, the Joyless Reed is back at it, and she's advocating a new party?
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
A former pastor of mine, a very wise man, used to say, right action follows right thinking. This truism has come to my mind many times during the recently concluded national election, during which abortion was a major campaign issue. And there was a major effort to legalize abortion by means of a constitutional amendment in my state of Maryland. But any effort to, quote, legalize abortion through statute or court decision or even by amendment to a state constitution is an example of action that is not right because the thinking on which it rests is not right. You see, the foundational philosophy of American law and government is that God has given inalienable rights to all individual human beings, the first and preeminent of which is the right to life. Furthermore, it is the express purpose of American civil government to defend this right to life. The logic dictates that our civil government cannot both defend the right to life and at the same time allow and provide for its destruction. So let's think and then act rightly about abortion. Preborn children are both alive and they are innocent. It is therefore the duty of government to protect, not destroy them. See, the intentional destruction of an innocent human life is not now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be, lawful in these United States. Rightly understood, the term reproductive rights means the right to reproduce, that is, to have children, not to murder them. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're still backed up on 95 in Harford County. About 45 minutes to an hour ago, there was a wreck and a vehicle fire northbound in Belcamp near exit 80. We're still backed up northbound. So again, anybody coming up after Route 24, be prepared for that delay. It's backed up on the ramp to 543. And then we go over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway out towards Aberdeen, working your way back. We're waiting for a new update now from the state police in that area. I-97 southbound, there had been a wreck. It was crowding the right lane near the bridge at 178. It's adding to the backup back there at the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
Weather Channel says sunny today and cooler, 58 for the high, 49 right now under sunny skies in the city, and it is 47 in Forest Hill. Coming up at the top of the hour, what's next for Lockdown Larry? We got a brand new song to debut regarding Lockdown Larry.
Oh, wonderful.
And Maryland leaders, including the governor of Maryland and the mayor of Baltimore, warning about the impact of Trump on Maryland.
I'm not quite sure where this is on Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's progression of grieving. If she's at the anger phase or the resignation phase, whatever it is. But Joy Reid is clearly somewhere along that path, and a slightly depressed Joy tells us what she thinks is next for black women in this country.
I just want to give some free advice to the white progressives, particularly white progressive women who may be thinking about marching against the Trump victory, maybe putting back on the P-word hats and doing that thing. I would just say probably don't send any of those invites to any black women you know. I'm just going to tell you right now, they're not coming. I'm pretty sure black women have resigned from the Save America Coalition, Save Democracy Coalition, and definitely the Save the Democratic Party Coalition. I think that's probably not happening. I would just keep those invites maybe among your own friends, because I don't think they're coming.
See, no, I'm not quite sure why she's saying this, but of course I am not a black woman, rather obviously, so I'm not quite sure what angst she's living through right now, but she thinks that black women should simply walk away from white women, the Democrat Party, the rest of society, I don't know, go live on some island, become Amazons, whatever. I mean, this is, being an American citizen apparently is not on her agenda, what she wishes black women would do.
I think black women are now on the Save Black Women, Prioritize Black Men, and Prioritize Black Communities, Black Businesses, and the black spaces. But Save America, Save the Democratic Party, yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Now, look, I've been advocating or observing for quite some time, one of the problems inside the black community is dollars don't rotate through the black community over and over again. One of the strengths of other minority organizations, minority groups in this country, is dollars do. The more times you can get a single dollar to rotate through the community, the better off the community is. Rather than getting the dollar and then quickly spending it outside your community, the community doesn't benefit from that. So I have no problem with the general concept of focusing on the success of black business. I think the key there, though, is in making sure that black businesses in black areas that also have white citizens, that they do something sensible, like just make sure the money stays at home. Period. But that's Joy, or Joyless, as it would be. But because the angst extends, Sean, even beyond black women, here's a white mom who, I guess, is calling her two mega sons evil or stupid.
So here's a problem that I have dealing with my MAGA sons. I have two choices when I try to understand why they would support an abhorrent human that goes against every value I try to instill in them. Here's my two choices. I can believe that you are ignorant, or I can believe that you are evil. Ignorant is the kinder choice.
Yeah. Well, or you could simply love your sons and realize you've raised them to have minds of their own.
Or the fact that that's the reason why they're MAGA is because their mother's a commie.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, she goes on TikTok, you can see her clearly. I mean, really? So what do you suppose your sons are going to say to that? I mean, she's...
As I say, I don't do TikTok. I don't have it on my phone because I think it's, you know, it obviously is bothers me that it's a Chinese-run platform. But I do see some of the videos across on other social media platforms. And I just think it's lowest common denominator. I mean, I know that there are a lot of Trump people that do use it, but some of the libs of TikTok, if you ever watched
it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. I mean, yeah. That's well worth the entertainment value. But these people that, you know, they just pour their souls out.
Honestly,
on TikTok,
and never
how much of it is legit?
I've never understood that instinct. I think it is legit. I think that people now relate to one another by performing for them. They go on TikTok, they go on Facebook, they do reels on Facebook, they go on other social media, and they say, this is how I express myself. I express myself and tell my friends about my inner feelings, not by talking with them, which used to be kind of what one would do, but instead by giving a little, you know, a little performance for them, for however long that performance lasts. For her, this is a performance, but without any thought as to the consequence of that kind of behavior in public, talking about her own two sons. They're either evil or they're stupid. Take your choice. And she says, well, stupid is the better, the kinder choice. Not necessarily the better choice, but the kinder choice. I mean,
I would like to hear from the sons to see what their position was.
Absolutely.
With mom. Okay, what happens in lockdown? Larry coming up next, and we'll take a look at that Senate Majority Leader race.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, looks like the Republicans have done it. The GOP apparently holding control of the House. That's along with taking the majority in the Senate. So it's going to be a Republican-led Congress and a Republican White House once Donald Trump takes over. The House and the Senate back in Washington today. It's the start of the lame duck session.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson will assemble his leadership team early today on the Capitol steps for a sort of victory lap. And in the Senate, three GOP senators are vying to become the new Republican leader to replace outgoing leader Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State is promising that she and other progressives in Congress will provide an effective check on Trump's White House, but she acknowledges that Trump will have many fewer restrictions. Donna Water, Washington.
President-elect Trump reportedly set to tap South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the post of Homeland Security Secretary. Also reports this morning that Mr. Trump has chosen Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, and Stephen Miller will serve as Mr. Trump's Deputy Chief of Staff. Although President-elect Trump did win Arizona, a Democrat, Ruben Gallegos, defeated Trump-endorsed Republican Kerry Lake in the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. The Ventura County, California wildfire, that's a so-called mountain fire, has destroyed more than 190 structures. It's said to be just over 40% contained at this point. In the east, the wildfire along the New York-New Jersey border is roughly 20% contained. Some light rain did slow the progress of that fire, but authorities say that it is still raging. Wall Street may be set to give back some of its big post-election gains. This morning, the stock futures in the red so far. Dow futures down 36 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 14. S&P futures down 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain, don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 is still affected in Harford County. It was a vehicle fire, and now a confirmed fatality in that fire. Northbound in Belcamp at exit 80. So all the northbound lanes are still blocked. They're sending traffic off at Route 543 and from there over through Belcamp to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway. Eventually go out to Aberdeen and then come back over towards 95. Backup has moved down just a bit. Still busy on 95. Eventually going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But there's a lot of traffic right there going into all four of the lanes of the southbound tunnel. The left tube is a little more slow. 895 has been backed up towards Moravia Road. The wreck earlier on the shoulder now, and probably still causing some delay. I-97 southbound near the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
More rain on the way by Thursday. Today, sunny and definitely cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are going to be, we have a very pleasant day coming up ahead of us. Right now you have around 46 degrees currently in Pikesville, and Baltimore has 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Harford County Sheriff's Office looking for residents who were victimized in a home improvement theft scheme. 33-year-old David Dessel accused of scamming at least two residents by providing fake documents, paperwork, invoices, licenses, and photos to scare them into getting costly home repairs. Dessel arrested last week, released on a $5,000 bond. Maryland State Board of Elections says 14 local elections offices received bomb threats on Friday. On Monday morning, Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis confirmed that every local election board in the state was checked for bombs by Saturday, even if it had not received a threat. The town manager of Ocean City says it's unlikely that the boardwalk tram is going to return by next summer. According to WBOC-TV, Terry McGean says the officials are continuing to investigate an August tram accident that claimed the life of a two-year-old boy. McGean also says the town has been put on notice that the child's family is preparing a lawsuit. And a 15-year-old Dunbar High School student in critical condition following a Monday afternoon shooting near the National Academy Foundation. Lottery number from last night, you pick 3887, you pick 4-2284, and next is Stein on Sports.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Somewhat lost in the tremendous season that Lamar Jackson is putting together is his interception rate. Only 2 in 288 passes. Among quarterbacks who started all their team's games, only Justin Herbert of the Chargers has thrown less. 1 in 241 attempts. John Harbaugh was asked about that yesterday in Owings Mills.
Well, I think Lamar's just been intentional about playing as well as he can across the board, you know, and that's a big part of it. There's so many things that go into playing the quarterback position, and then so many things that go into the thing you're talking about as well. So across the board, I think he just tries to be the best he can.
And the Charger, I should say, Lamar tied with Baker Mayfield and Joe Burrow for most touchdown passes in the league with 24. He's second in the NFL in yards behind Burrow. By the way, 31% of Burrow's passing yards have come in two games against the Baltimore Ravens. To college basketball we go, where the Terps in the first half held a slim 17-12 lead over Florida A&M.
New ball game here in College Park. This Maryland offense has gone radio silent. Reese trying to change that. Physicality on the inside, and it's Reese winning the battle.
That one courtesy of Big Ten Plus, and that seemed to wake up the Terps as Maryland rolls 84-53. Reese out of St. Francis with 21 points and 9 rebounds. Locally, a career-high 6 threes and a career-high 22 points for Weber State transfer Louis Jordan as the 6'9 forward led UMBC to a 120-61 romp over Valley Forge. Elsewhere, Coppin falls to UVA 62-45. Coming up at 8:35, his career seemed cooked, but now he's a title contender. And that is Stein on Sports.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour three here on The Morning Drive. You can join the conversation, the debate, and the discussion at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email into the program at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Michelle Gisella, sitting in for Kristen Hagerick today, who's out for jury duty. And the top stories for you this hour include the fact that we are scheduled to have a secret vote for Senate Majority Leader tomorrow.
I want the Donald Trump agenda implemented. I want his nominees confirmed as quickly as we can get those nominees confirmed so we can get to work.
Also during this hour, well, it turns out that Eric Swalwell doesn't think real highly of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is not that bright. You could roll dice and get a number higher than his IQ. So if he's going to implement Trump's Project 2025, he's going to need loyalists who are going to execute on the plan.
Big story and question is, what's next for Lockdown Larry?
Mitch gave cash to Larry Hogan. $50 million that went down a drain. Didn't give a nickel to Kari Lake, 'cause I'm a senile rhino without a brain. His opponent wound up cruising, while Larry wound up losing. And I wasted cash on Hogan.
Jim Gossett here on the Morning Drive.
Didn't help enough in Nevada.
Wasted cash on Hogan. Love it.
I told Michigan I didn't care. More money in Wisconsin could have made a difference. But Larry Hogan got the lion's share. Losers, I keep backing. MAGA, I keep attacking. I keep giving. crashed a rhinos.
That, of course, is Jim Gossett, two S's, two T's. You can check out Jim at patreon.com for all his parody songs and sketches and skits. Funny guy. Yeah, he was here during the Rob Carson event and did a lot of stand-up. Boy, he was funny. But here's the question. What's next for Lockdown Larry? Well, there's an article in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter this morning that says he's going to Disney World. And, gee, I only thought winners got to go to Disney World. Apparently now you losers get to go as well.
I think he was hired as a character.
That's right.
Yeah, they're showing a diversity. He was hired to be one of the characters in It's a Small World.
Maybe he's going as Grimace as from McDonald's.
Yes.
Who knows? But the question here is this: the tone of this article and a lot of Lockdown Larry aficionados and political cronies are quoted, is his political resurgence may still come. They're hoping that Lockdown Larry lost by about 10 points to Angela Alsobrooks. They said he could return for a third term. In Maryland, you can't run for a third consecutive term, but you could come back for a future run as governor. So that is what they're floating out there. That's the latest trial balloon. We'll discuss with great delight more in just a moment.
Well, you know, it's time to realize when the party's over, sport. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Really, seriously. Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe it could be the eighth dwarf. It could be dumping.
You know what? I still have my calls in to the Larry Hogan organization to get him on the air with us. I'm sure it's going to happen sometime real soon.
Dumpy, hefty.
Swampy.
Swampy. Swampy. Stinky. Whatever. There's a new wreck in Harford County. This is a problem. Mountain Road between Old Falston Road and Condley Road. That's the traffic that's trying to get into from Falston towards Bel Air. And they're saying there's some lane block there on Mountain Road, either direction on 152. So that's also a new problem. 95 North, still a big deal. Vehicle fire earlier. Fatality involved in the vehicle fire. Northbound 80 mile marker. This traffic above 543 has basically not gotten anywhere. Now they're detouring traffic off at 543. They're going through Bell Camp and then picking up Philadelphia Road or Route 40 going eastbound from there and out towards Aberdeen. That's still a big problem. And with that fatality, the investigation is going to be a lengthy investigation for that traffic northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, but a little bit cooler than yesterday. 58 the expected high. And right now we're 50 under sunny skies in Pasadena and 49 in Parkville. And up next, we'll see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Yes, it's so exciting for us. My doctor yesterday said, Bruce, you got to stay hydrated. So here I am, drinking all the liberal tears I possibly can, folks. Just to make sure I have enough salt going into my body. And here is liberal tears number one. This poor gal is so distressed, it's like she just broke up with her longtime boyfriend.
Like, we're just going to wake up tomorrow morning and everything's going to go back to the way it'll be a psych. It'll be like a really bad dream and none of this will have ever happened, right? Like, it'll be like the first time and then we're all going to pull through fine in 4 years, correct? Please, someone tell me.
Now, those of you who've had teenage daughters may recognize that general panicky tone you heard from your daughter perhaps when she was 14 or 15, but not when she was in her 20s or 30s, and I guess that shows a certain degree of social regression among the political left. But this one takes the cake, Sean. I love the logic here. This is a liberal woman who's decided she has a way of striking back at Donald Trump.
I can tell you one thing right now. Marriage is the farthest thing from on the table currently. Uh-huh. So they screwed the pooch on that one. If they thought that any of this was going to actually help with the whole family and kids department and lowering birth rates, because that, not even. Any semblance of thoughts I had or hope for that is completely going to be a no thanks for me, love. You think I would ever even dare bring a child into this country now? It was rough before. Now? No.
I am personally heartbroken to think that there will not be another liberal mommy out there. I mean, personally, that I find that absolutely devastating. That's a way of getting back at the Republicans. Don't have sex with liberal men. That'll teach them. Both of you get in the clown car and get out of here.
Well, you know.
Yeah. What do you say?
I'm really confused by the liberal mind here of late, because first they said they were not going to have, they weren't going to make whoopee with their boyfriends
Schmecks
or their husbands, whatever they're calling it, whatever that means.
I don't know.
And I support that movement, because that means we will have less liberals reproducing in our country. And, of course, there's the movement for them to leave the country, and I support that movement, too.
Sure.
But next came the shaving. And so I'm just confused. I thought liberal women were opposed to shaving
anywhere else. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things that disturbs me about this is when I see somebody who's gone through chemo and they've lost their hair, I have an instinctive feeling of empathy. I want to feel sorry for that person, and I do, and I realize that going through chemo can be absolute hell for a man or for a woman, and this kind of puts a pause on that. So now do I ask, how are you? Are you okay? Is there anything we can do to help you? If I realize that I'm in the middle of the conversation and there's nothing wrong with her physically, she's just mentally off kilter just a bit.
Well, I didn't think there was anything really that could have detracted from the looks of Kathy Griffin until she shaved her head.
Yeah, yeah.
And that pretty much did it. Third and final is there's this movement called MATKA. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
MATKA is, there's some poison, agua tofuno or something.
Yes, yep.
And there are women, liberal women, that are saying, let's make agua tofuno great again. They're now actually suggesting...
Poisoning your husband.
But first it was, don't tell your husband you voted for Kamala Harris. Now when that didn't work out, now they want to poison their husbands. Do we finally see how sick and twisted and demented this movement is?
Yeah, they are serious, by the way. Your microphone's not on their own.
Talk about a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
They were calling us a cult all along, but they're actually the cult.
And look, you obviously the only female in this conversation. Does this any of this make sense to you at any level?
None of it. None of it. And there are women that are going through chemo right now that are posting, and they're very upset about this.
Are they really?
Yes.
Because I am.
Yes.
For the same reason. My wife works for the American Cancer Society.
Right.
And this to me is like, why on earth are you doing this? Look, if you're making a style choice, I got it. That's fine. There are very prominent women who've made that style choice. But to say, I'm going to cut off all my hair to prove a point somehow so that I can be confused as a cancer patient after going through chemo, it's just bizarre. It's sad.
Last time they were wearing the pink genitalia hats.
Yes. Yeah.
Now they're shaving their heads. What is it with this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, don't go there.
But we'll let
Chuck go there.
Actually wanting to poison your husband. Again, I have liberal friends and liberal family members, and they look at this as going, these people they're crazy.
Yeah.
The party has been completely hijacked. Democrats will be wandering in the desert unless they steal more elections in the future for the next 40 years. All right.
Yeah.
It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Time for this important word.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and I want to tell you about my dentists and what they have done with their amazing practice, Dr. Lazier, Dr. Doroshenko, and they are actually cosmetic and advanced dentistry. They've been making my smile great again for years. They've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, their practice is out there. You can check them out on Gallery of Smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. They do great work. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look like teeth and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799. That's 410-356-7799. 1-800-327-9799 and make your smile great again.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
8:23 Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 95 northbound Harford County still closed at 543. The traffic after 543 has been captive since this accident happened with this vehicle fire way early this morning. So above the exit 80 area and before Route 22, they've been sitting there. They just can't go anyplace. There was a fatality involved. There's all kinds of activity there. So that traffic is caught. Everybody now has to exit at 543. I just looked at some of the data with the traffic on Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway, and you know that that is gridlock. That's all interstate traffic now that's on Philadelphia Road and on Pulaski Highway. They have to go out to Aberdeen and then work their way back to 95. So it's a bad situation on the interstate. It's a bad situation on both Philadelphia Road and also on Pulaski Highway. The other big wreck in Harford County, lanes blocked and maybe the roadway shut down on Mountain Road coming into Connolly Road between Falston and Bel Air. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, sunny today, 58. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Sunshine, a little cooler, 54. Scattered showers expected on Thursday. Right now, sunny, 49 in Pikesville, 50 in Columbia. Donna is in Severna Park. Donna, good morning.
Hi. I have two comments. One is, it's sort of good news because now we know there'll be less abortions if these women aren't, having intercourse. That'll be awesome.
Right.
And then the second part is, I'm sad about the women who had cancer and have, you know, lost their hair, but it will identify the crazies to the normal conservative or normal men to stay away from them. So they have identified themselves.
Here's my problem with that. Every year, I participate in Men Who Are Pink for the American Cancer Society. And during every October, I raise money. And I'm well aware of what women go through when they have breast cancer. I'm well aware of what chemo does, what radiation therapy does. And it is a rough, rough go.
Yeah.
And I just wish...
My girlfriend has cancer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Precisely. I just wish that these women of the left, would choose a different way of expressing their anger at the rest of us. Because to me, again, it confuses the situation for my feeble mind as to exactly how I'm supposed to deal with this now. If I see someone whose head is shaved or who has lost her hair, how should I respond to this? I mean, I don't know now.
I think you'll be able to see in their demeanor and the look in their eyes because they were probably, you know, I don't know. We just went through this. She had a double mastectomy. I understand. And just their demeanor and their look in their eyes, and you will see in their countenance of what type of person they are.
Yeah. For example, if you look at them and you realize they're bat blank crazy.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, the other thing it does, if you're a liberal woman who's fully dressed, then there's a contradiction here. It's like,
right.
is this a sign of support for Trump if I don't shave my head?
Right.
All right. Donna, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Interesting perspective. Maryland's leaders are not quite sure how to take the election of Trump. Wes Moore, who campaigned vigorously for Comrade Harris, said this the other day.
So I know this is a result that the majority of Marylanders did not vote for. But I do want to be clear, this is the result that this administration is prepared for.
Yeah. The majority of Marylanders weren't prepared for this, and Mayor Scott, well, he's disappointed.
I'm obviously extremely disappointed in the results, but it is clear that there will be a second Trump presidency.
Yeah, and do you know that presidency? It's going to be dark and violent.
I don't know everything that a second Trump presidency will bring to Baltimore, but if he follows through on some of his dark, violent promises, we know that we are looking at challenges in the years ahead.
You don't get
what are his dark promises?
Yeah.
Can you specify, please?
I guess the rounding up of the illegals is what he's, I guess,
that's dark
referring
promise.
To. But speaking of dark and violent, have you been to Baltimore recently?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the crime, and we had a 15-year-old shot at Dunbar Middle School. But Governor Moore, he's such a leader. He's out there saying Marylanders are biting their fingernails.
The Marylanders are worried about what this election is going to mean for themselves and their families and their future.
Now, I would think that you would at least, political, you know, strategy should be, Bruce, then you try a little honey first.
Yeah.
Before you start with a spray bottle of vinegar in the guy's face.
Yeah.
Okay? You need the Key Bridge rebuilt. He said he wants to help our major cities, drive down crime and so on and so forth and help our major cities recover from the urban blight that we've seen over these. You'd think you'd try a little bit honey, but no, they don't want to give this guy any credit. And they have Trump derangement, both our governor and our mayor here in Baltimore. And I think the only Marylanders who are worried are the tens of thousands of federal employees, many of which might lose jobs when agencies are shut down.
Yeah. Or again, my solution or my suggestion, please move the agencies out of D.C. Move them to where they belong.
Do we need an education department, no matter where?
No, we don't, okay. Actually.
So that's
bizarre.
Right.
HEW should never have been split up and made into the Department of Education and HHS.
Do we need a Commerce Department?
Well, that's traditional. If it is advancing U.S. commerce overseas, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I get
that. But its
mission
has gotten pretty clouded.
Yeah, there are a lot of agencies that could be shut down. When you look at the number of agencies out there today, major agencies are in the hundreds, and then the sub agencies are in the thousands. That's why we have a debt problem. We got to fund all these agencies. I'm happy with shutting down DHS. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
And go back to the way things used to be before the Patriot Act created all this mess in the first place.
All right. And don't forget that Sean Casey, who puts the fun in dysfunctional. So
yeah. Well, again, our government is dysfunctional. That's why we want to have fun again. Let's make America fun again, shall we? It's 8:30. Put Bruce Elliott in charge of something.
And anything.
Anything. Anything that just to get him away from here. No, I'm just kidding. Time for news headlines. There's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean, I guess. The Friday incident that killed a Department of Public Works employee in West Baltimore may have been a result of driver error. That's according to the Baltimore Banner, which cites two sources with direct knowledge of the situation. Timothy Cardwell became trapped between a garbage truck and a wooden light pole in a Baker Street alleyway. He later died in shock trauma. The DPW says it is fully cooperating with the police investigation. Former Baltimore mayor and University of Baltimore president Kurt Schmoak is remembering the first woman elected as Baltimore City Council president. Schmoak says he was sad to learn of the death of Mary Pat Clark, who passed away this past Sunday at the age of 83. Hartford County Sheriff's Office is looking for residents who were victimized in a home improvement theft scheme. 33-year-old David Dessel accused of scamming at least two residents by providing fake documents, paperwork, invoices, licenses, and photos to scare them into getting costly home repairs. Maryland State Board of Elections says 14 local elections offices received bomb threats on Friday. On Monday morning, Elections Administrator Jerry DeMarinis confirmed that every local election board in the state has been checked for bombs by Saturday, even if they had not received a threat. A 15-year-old Dunbar High School student in critical condition following a Monday afternoon shooting near the National Academy Foundation. Police called to the 400 block of North Caroline Street just after 3:20 p.m., found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The teen was taken to the hospital for treatment. Dunbar and the National Academy Foundation closed today, and counseling will be offered. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
For many of you,
of the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. I, Frank Lieber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Lottery numbers from last night, you pick 3, 887, you pick 4, 2284, and now at 833, once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
JFX is slowing as you're coming south of Ruxton Road. Heavy traffic right here all the way down through the city-county line. No reports of any problems on the way down, but boy, there's very heavy traffic right now in that area. And again, no reports of any accidents through there. Beltway continues with the normal delays, heavy traffic on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. The new road closure in Harford County, Mountain Road, basically is shut down, and they're indicating now it could be from Cars Mill Road all the way over to Connolly Road. So with a local detour there, plenty of ways to go around that. I-95 northbound still suffering with a big wreck in Bell Camp this morning, and the lanes blocked to the north of exit 80 at Route 543. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
More rain on the way by Thursday. Today, sunny and definitely cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 54. Scattered showers Thursday, 53 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gets you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
Well said, Gary.
Thank you. And the 835 Sports is brought to you. You like the way I change my voice there?
I do. It's very impressive.
835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Sunday in Pittsburgh, the Ravens will come face-to-face with the resurrection of Russell Wilson, that is. The one-time Super Bowl champ with the Seahawks was thrown on the scrap heap after the disaster in Denver. But here he is, starter and winner in Pittsburgh. Here's John Harbaugh on the second coming of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he's making plays in the passing game for him. You know, he's doing a good job in the boots, the play action, drop back passes. He's using the full depth of the field. You know, he's always been known for throwing the Russell Wilson deep ball.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and it was on display this past Sunday in D.C.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown!
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS, game winner for Russell Wilson. Wilson 3-0 on the season, averaging 30 points per game as the Steelers starter. Elsewhere in the NFL, Dolphins over the Rams last night, 23-15 in L.A. Miami sacking Rams quarterback Matt Stafford four times. To the NBA we go, where the Rockets dealt the Wiz another loss. 107-92 was the final. Kyle Kuzma led the Wiz with 18 points. D.C. now 2-7. They've lost five games in a row. And speaking of the NBA, how about the Cavaliers? They came back and beat the Bulls last night in Chicago, 119-113. Cleveland is 12-0 on the season. They're the eighth team in NBA history to start a season 12-0. And while we're on that, how about this? The NHL's Winnipeg Jets, 14-1, the best 15-game start in NHL history. They play the Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Stat of the day is 24. That is the number of home runs that Oriole outfielder Colton Cowser hit in 2024. Cowser yesterday named a finalist for AL Rookie of the Year. If he wins, the Orioles would get an additional draft pick next year, and it would be the Orioles' second straight after Gunner won it in 2023. College basketball last night at Xfinity Center. Terps easy over Florida A&M, 84-53 the final. 11 players scored for Maryland, led by Baltimore's Julian Reese, 21 points, 9 boards. Time now, 8:36. When we return, who you got, Tyson or Paul?
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So apparently you're right, Sean and Bruce. Our listeners do hang on every word of the sports report.
Particularly yours.
Yeah, mine for sure.
And your ability to change voices like that.
I stand corrected. The Redskins, after the fake, oh, I call them the Redskins, Sean, just in honor
thank
of you.
I appreciate that.
Scored a touchdown after that fake punt the other day that Pittsburgh took from their own 19-yard line. All right, so there you have it. But that's not about this. This is about the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight coming up on Friday night, 8 p.m. on Netflix.
Fix.
Why?
Yeah.
Except for entertainment purposes only.
That's
I get that.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that all it is? Because this is just ridiculous. A 58-year-old guy with a paunchy belly fighting a 27-year-old guy who's built like a brick, you know what?
But it is Iron Mike Tyson.
I know, but
it's
still,
just not a 58-year-old with a paunchy
58.
Belly. It's not just, you know, Mike Smith coming off the street.
How can he hang with Jake Paul?
It's Iron Mike Tyson, who not only is a former champion, but the guy's clothes are always nice. Ironed. That's why he's called
he's
Iron.
He's ironed Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I mean, more like Geritol Mike Tyson.
Maybe. Am I the only one fascinated by this, though? Like, I'm going to watch this thing.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
you're not going to watch for long.
Well, which way?
Don't miss
which
the first
way?
Round.
Look, unless it is rigged.
Okay.
I don't think it lasts the.
But who? Which
I think
way?
Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I just can't see a 58-year-old guy stand with a 27-year-old guy.
No.
But we'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks,
twice
Jerry.
His age, right? More than twice his age.
Do you have a wager on the game?
Very good with math. I'll let you know a little later in the week.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hedge. That's what that is. And which voice will you be letting us know?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I have to play it out.
Right.
8:38, 22 minutes before the hour. Let's go to the phones. Al is in Woodlawn.
Morning, Al.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
Good, man. Doing A-okay. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to be real brief. In 2016, I was working at the jail when Donald Trump was running. I was on 3-11 shift, and I was watching the results come in, and this inmate was looking at the TV with me. He said, hey, CO, he said, I think Trump might win this. I said, oh, okay. So the other last week, I was stayed up late, and I watched some of the early returns. And he was leading, electoral votes. It was 117, I think, for him, and 53 for Kamala Harris. And I told my wife, I said, hey, babe, I said, I think he might have a shot at this. So all I want to know is, you know, now that everybody's upset and crying and depressed and wringing their hands, pulling their hair out, you know, stopping their cars on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and getting out, you know, and contemplating jumping, is CBM going to be, you know, giving out any milk and cookies and, you know, coloring books or anything?
Well, they're pre-warmed blankets we actually have in the blanket warmer right now. You know, the kind when you go to physical therapy, they have that blanket warmer.
We have scheduled, for those liberals that are struggling, we have scheduled a grief counseling visit by our very own Bruce Elliott.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I thought you were going to say see wit.
Yeah, that'd be a better reason, wouldn't
it? That would be adding insult to injury.
It's like, hey, snap out of it.
Right. Hey, look, Pete, I want to know, is there any videotape of see wit down at Mar-a-Lago celebrating? That's all I want to know with Trump.
Yeah. He's very careful of any video of him celebrating. It just, you know, he's very cognizant of that.
Bad experiences with that over time.
Al, we got to run. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Great story. Up next is Dan in Emmitsburg.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Real quick, I want to say with the whole shaved heads thing, wasn't it a real insult to women with alopecia? You know, Will Smith going up to slap her around the world, keep my wife's mouth or name out of your mouth.
Right.
What about those with alopecia? We haven't even considered that. Isn't that offensive?
Look, I think it's a stupid thing to do.
Well,
they're looking for something very visible. I just wish they'd choose something else. Fine, wear a mohawk. Every woman who really has a problem with this, wear a mohawk. Get all the little hair wax you can to make sure your mohawk is standing up straight. That is a rather obvious indication that you don't like what's going on. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with any of the stuff. It's just the confusion of what's going on here. I think it's unfortunate. That's all.
No, My mom's a breast cancer survivor, and that's the first thing that ticks me off.
Sure.
Situation.
Yep.
Dan, and look, Jenna in Ocean City says the women I know have lost their hair due to chemo almost always when they go out, wear a scarf, a hat, or a wig. These crazies will probably advertise their ignorant choice. Maybe we can identify them that way. Dan, thanks for the call. Let's go next to Jim, Queen Anne's County. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. If there's a silver lining to the Democrats winning, it's that the real estate will go up in the state of Maryland, and they'll be moving out of D.C. Now, having said that, just like a toilet, once it gets full, it has to be replaced. And I'll leave it at that.
Jim, that is the best political analysis I've heard yet in the last week. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Okay. Come right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim Place again, by the way, right after 9 o'clock this morning. If you've been away for a couple of days, yes.
Yeah, she's back. She is back. Yeah, she's got Chris Papps come Fox 45, Project Baltimore coming on this show this morning.
That should be great.
Talking about this, as we mentioned earlier this morning in our 6 o'clock hour, that the city of Baltimore has no attendance requirement, and they are just socially promoting chronically absent students to the detriment of the student of the entire educational system.
I go back to the Redskins, and I can't remember who it was who got all the way through college and into the NFL, could not read.
Oh, that was Dexter Manley.
Dexter Manley, you're right. Yeah. That's what we're seeing here, folks, but they're not going to be NFL players. They're going to be a social burden, bluntly. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Some of this traffic that got caught early in this vehicle fire and a fatality accident on 95 above Bell Camp at 5:43 at exit 80. Just now, it looks like they're trying to let some of that traffic that got caught to move on through. They've been sitting here for the better part of an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. So that little bit of traffic that's left still has to go by that scene, but they're still detouring traffic for the most part at 5:43. You go through Bell Camp and then move over to Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway. Now start to see some traffic coming up from 5:43, and they're going to run into this backup with the accident scene still being cleaned up. So I'm not so sure they want to do that, but either way, there's still big delay also on Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway, which are the primary detour routes. There's another big wreck in Harford County. Mountain Road is affected between Cars Mill Road and the intersection at Conley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, since women are shaving their heads in support of Kamala Harris, there's now the MABA movement, Make America Bald Again.
Yeah.
And men are now beginning to consider shaving their heads in support of Trump. What are your thoughts on that?
No.
You would not do that?
I would not do that.
Let it be noted that Sean has already taken that brave step, Chuck.
Yes.
And he's kind of just...
I saw Trump coming decades ago when I decided to hop.
I saw him one time in New York. He passed me on the street. I still am not going to shave my head.
Yeah, my older brother actually made that decision in his 20s. So I just kind of... I mean, it's nice to see that there are men looking forward in that kind of fashion, Chuck.
Let's just say this. When Donald does his head, then we'll go from there.
You know, if you see...
So if Donald shaves, you'll shave.
Didn't say that.
Oh.
I said, we'll go from there.
I see. Okay. Have you seen the...
What about your buddy, Ronnie D?
No, he's got a good head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Now, Rick Scott's another thing. He's in the bald man club.
Right. Yeah. Do you enjoy running your fingers through Ronnie's hair, by the way? Just wondering.
Yeah, well, why don't you wonder about this, Bruce? I'll call you later.
Let's save the day with the Weather Channel forecast. Sunny
let's
today.
Let's not talk about the weather. I want to go back and talk to him.
Sunny today at 58. Right now we've got 53 in Annapolis and 52 in Middle River. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our Feel Good News segment of the day today, once again, a firefighter, this time near Fort Worth, Texas, pulled a 2-year-old child from a burning building over the weekend. He was trapped on the second floor of an apartment complex. They had to go in through a window. Here is the rescue of the child, then his mom, Felicia, thanking the first responders.
There's 2-year-old on the second floor. Come to my boy. Come on, Liam.
They're right behind you. Let him go. I got him. Let him go.
I want to thank them.
from the bottom of my heart for getting my baby as quick and as safe as you did. Y'all don't get enough credit. Y'all really don't.
You know, there is just really something special about people that run into burning buildings when people are running out of them.
Yeah, my son-in-law is one of them.
And run into combat, you know, or run into or after criminals that are firing at them on the streets. It really is a special breed of individual that can do that. Where do we find such men and women? That is the question. It's 8:47. Let's take a phone call here. Tom is in Dundalk.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, well.
I have a couple of comments. First of all, you guys are fantastic radio station. I listen to you all the time. You tell it like it is, like Fox News. And I run into people. I'm biracial. My name's Tom, man. And I run into the blacks, Hispanics, women. Every place I go, I wear a Trump hat proudly. And I'm a big guy. I'm like 5'10", about 360. So nobody's going to take that Trump hat away from me or try. And people say, you know, the country is so much better. And, I mean, I'm so excited. I knew he was going to win. It was going to be a race at them, I thought. But, you know, landslide is fantastic. But people from all different races, all walks of life, are saying nothing but positive things about Trump. I ran into a couple from Virginia, a black couple, and I said, Donald Trump, said, yeah, I love that man. He's great. The Democrats were trying to buy the blacks. They've been doing it for years. And, you know, then Kamala with her marijuana at $25,000 giveaway. Yeah. The blacks aren't stupid anymore.
Yeah, I think when you look at this coalition that Trump has put together, he really improved among black men, among Hispanic men, Hispanics overall, women under 40, Native Americans supported him by over 60%, Asian Americans supported him, in just about every demographic except for black women and single white women, Trump was either ahead or dominant.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think is important to note about this election is I think that this was an election where authenticity really mattered a lot. That Donald Trump never changed his tune. He never catered his message to different audiences. And by contrast, Kamala Harris was all artifice. It was trying to determine how to phrase things in front of a particular audience so that audience would be more attuned to her. And that kind of artificial behavior, politics, that didn't sell well in this election. And frankly, I'm glad that that's the case. I'd like to see politicians being authentic. That's one of the things I kind of admire about Bernie Sanders. He doesn't care. I mean, he's going to be who he is. I disagree politically, but at least, the man speaks.
But he's stark raving mad, is what he is. I mean, he speaks blunt, but he's stark raving mad by spouting all that Marxist ideology.
Of course. But he doesn't try to hide it, Sean.
No, that's true. I mean, not like many of the other Democrats that the Trojan horse approach.
Right.
Trying to get the, we're moderate, but we're really going to try to impose Marxism on you all when we get in. And that's what is the beauty of Trump. Trump, he's one of these guys where when he says stuff, that's what other people were thinking but didn't have the courage to say.
Precisely.
Exactly. All right, 8:50. Coming up next, who will be the next Senate Majority Leader? We have some thoughts. We'll handicap the race in just a moment here on The Morning Drive. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Black Friday November sale is on all this month, so you have another 20 days or so or less now to get through and order all your favorite natural supplements from Rescue and save up to 80%. I do know that the omega-3s are going about 45 to 50% marked down. All of the products have been marked down at the site. So when you go on, log on to res-q.com, you could see all of that. You could read about the frequently asked questions, the reviews, etc. If you're interested in omega-3s or if you are on a statin, you want to get off the statin and do the red yeast rice, LDLXQ10, we have a Vital D3. We have supplements to help you with losing weight, with falling asleep, staying asleep, blood pressure management for men and women, hormonal replacement, but to help boost your body's own making of hormones. All of it is available right now at incredible discounted prices through the end of November. All you have to do is call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills, with with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Hey, it's Kim. Well, I gave it my best shot, and I'm disappointed with the results, but I'm happy to be back on the air with WCBM, starting Monday, November 11th, from 9 to noon weekdays. Join me for Kim Klasick Live as we discuss the most important local and national issues of the day, from Maryland's exploding juvenile crime epidemic to how the incoming Trump administration plans to turn the country around. So I'm glad to be back home on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So we got a big secret vote tomorrow in the Senate for Senate Majority Leader. As you know, Mitch McConnell has retired from his position and will serve out the rest of his term. And they'll go to the old rest home in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And live out the remainder of his days. So the big question, will it be a Mitch McConnell lieutenant, John Thune, John Cornyn? Or will it be a guy that wants to implement the Trump agenda, Florida's Senator Rick Scott? Or will it be something else? Is there a wild card in this race? So we'll take a look at that. We've got some solutions and some options for you coming up in just a second.
8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I heard he was going to be one of the Muppets. He looks like one of those old guys that sits on sides of the stage. He's got the puppet mouth, doesn't he? I ain't lying. Think about it. 95, Russell Street, 395. That Sky Ramp, a little busy there, but all the lanes are open. Both the tunnels, still some late backing. 895 around O'Donnell, 95 around O'Donnell. But everybody's moving, so that will wind down eventually. They're letting traffic move again on I-95 northbound Harford County after 543. But the cleanup on the vehicle fire and the fatality accident this morning is just in that same area. So heads up, still some overflow traffic on both Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway. They're still working on the wreck. It looks like Mountain Road may be closed here between Conley Road and coming over from the light there and around the signal at Old Falston Road and Cars Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.maryland.com.
Sunny today with a high about 58. Right now it's sunny and 52 in Severn, and it is 52 in Dundalk. Kim Klasick Live is back. And Kim, what's coming up on the show today?
Good morning, guys. So we've got Chris Papps with Project Baltimore from Fox 45 coming on at 10 o'clock. He's going to talk about all these students that missed so many days in elementary and middle schools across the Baltimore region, yet they were still promoted to the next grade. 60
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
That's a ton of days.
Some cases, 90 days
yes.
in some of the students' cases.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Chris Papps is going to join us at 10 a.m. to talk about that. Trump's administration picks are really shaping up to be a bunch of patriots. I am excited about all of those that he's called out so far. So we'll see. I did hear a rumor that Senator Marco Rubio might be the Secretary of State. Was that confirmed yet?
Not been confirmed, but it is a rumor, but it is. He's not been confirmed yet.
I hope that is true. Mm-hmm. I really do. I love his foreign policy. Also, we're going to talk about Hamas, you know, Marco Rubio, if he is becoming the Secretary of State. There are some videos that have been resurfaced lately on X and how he feels about taking Hamas out and how he's been dealing with pro-Palestinian supporters. Right. So we have a couple clips to play as well.
Who do you like for Senate Majority Leader?
Rick Scott is okay. probably my pick. Yeah. I think a lot of people will feel the same way, but who else was on the list? I didn't even notice.
Thune and Cornyn.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mitch's lieutenant. Here's John Thune in the not-so-recent past.
So Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. Would you support him?
Well, I'm hoping Leanne to have other options.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
That's it. But you know what? Never say never, because J.D. Vance used to be a never Trumper.
Yes.
And look at him as a VP pick.
That's true. We actually compared him to Hitler.
Yeah.
Right.
So you never
know.
You're
talking about a complete turnaround.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And I like JD.
All right.
It turned out well.
Kim Klasick Live coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. We'll be tuning in, Kim. Appreciate that. Senator Scott, he wants to, what he says is to advance the Trump agenda.
I want the Donald Trump agenda implemented. I want his nominees confirmed as quickly as we can get those nominees confirmed so we can get to work.
Florida Congressman Corey Mills says, beware of those attached to Mitch.
I would rather not see John Thune or John Cornyn. I think that it's the same thing as Mitch McConnell 2.0. I think that we're going to get the exact same thing. And I can remember their tweets that doesn't get erased by the internet where they actually attacked the president. And so I don't feel confident they would actually deliver on his agenda.
Yeah, the marks against Rick Scott is he once supported turncoat Republican Lisa Murkowski in the 22 Senate elections in ranked choice voting. So, ouch. And then he once referred to the protesters at J6 as thugs. But maybe he's changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think. I think this is cowardly, holding a secret vote.
Yeah.
In the
Senate.
Mitch. What I would suggest happen, and I think there are others that also believe, don't vote until President-elect Trump has an opportunity to address the GOP conference. Okay? Let him talk to the Republicans first, and then hold your vote. And make the vote public so everybody can see how you voted. Because this list that's going around has got Ted Cruz voting for John Cornyn. Why? Because they're Texas buddies? Senator Kennedy of Louisiana says that list is bull dookie. Don't believe a thing on it. So, why hide behind, this, I just think that put them on record. Make it public. Let everybody see it.
We believe in transparency here. Transparency is a good thing. Sunshine is the best disinfectant, is the old saying. I would like Rick Scott. I'm concerned that it's going to be Thune.
Yeah,
I think Cornyn's out of it.
I don't think Cornyn's going to have the votes. But if you believe this, but who knows what's going to happen here? But I do think if you give Trump an opportunity to make his case, the voters sent a message last Tuesday, a week ago. They said we don't want more of the same.
Right.
We sent in a message, we want the economy fixed, we want the border secure, we don't want any more of these endless foreign wars, we don't want any more woke DEI crap, we want to make our military strong again, and this basically cloak of secrecy that most of government operates under, they want that to end as well.
And if it's not not an obvious secrecy, they hide it behind layers and layers of disinformation.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. And that's when government, look at all the disinformation and misinformation we got about the jab.
Yeah.
It is Tony Fauci's got to be held accountable, as anybody else that started with that. We'll see what happens with the FDA, CDC. No word yet on what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be doing in a Trump administration. That's going to be a very coveted announcement. All right. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...